It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Yeah, if high school football is live, it's a little bit special today because the professor and the captain here at Ford Field, home of the Detroit Lions, and gosh, the last 4 years it's been home to the Lumen Christi Titans on this day. And we're back again, chance to go for 4 in a row. Kingsley, the opponent. Brian, still fun to be here at Ford Field, even when you do it 4 years in a row.
Well, that's what you said, special. I'm thinking special. I mean, every Thanksgiving now I eat too much, my mom burns something, and we go to Ford Field. It's no big deal.
Like clockwork.
Yeah, no, I'm teasing, of course. It's,
sure.
It is always special. And, you know, the student athletes and the fans, you know, a lot of them, it's their first time.
Yeah.
You know, we've been here
right
every year. But, you know, you get a chance to play where your heroes play. And how much better does it get than that?
I don't know. Lumen's hoping that it's a little better than the Lions game yesterday, at least in the W column. Let's go ahead and put one more up there for the Titans. Another banner over there on Spring Arbor Road. Pre-game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. First half for Sullivan's. Halftime for Jim Winter Auto Group, as well as our player of the game, and then Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, our third and fourth quarter sponsor here additionally on the game. Form Energy, it was a great smash getting me energized for this one. Thank you to Form Energy, one of our other sponsors all year long, and Ford Field is the site today. And Kingsley is a team that, Brian, I've been keeping an eye on that other side of the bracket the whole time. They've just been playing well, and I think the real eye-opener is at the district championship game. They played Traverse City. They're in their league. They played them earlier in the season and lost 21-20. So they played with Traverse City, St. Francis. Then they played them again in the district championship, and they beat them 57-6. What turned on for Kingsley between one game to the other to go out and dominate a good program like Traverse City St. Francis?
Yeah, well, and that's what the Lumen Christi coaching staff's going to have figured out, right?
Yeah.
You and I will just enjoy the show. They're the ones that have to do the heavy lifting and figure
yeah.
Why is Kingsley so much better than they were when they played Traverse City the first time?
But that's been just something to watch. They beat Reed City in the regional championship 18-14, and then they shut out their opponent last week in the semifinals. Of course, a game where we were watching Lumen Christi have to overcome a 3-overtime Omont team that it looked bleak at a couple of different moments, but Lumen Christi able to stay in there, play strong, and overcome it and get themselves another ticket to Ford Field.
Yeah, well, one thing I can tell you about Kingsley is their defense is tough. And usually when you get to this far, that's usually you either have a dynamite, fast-paced offense or you can play some D. And Kingsley, a little bit of both, but I think they've given up only 20 points maybe 4 times this year, so I'm kind of expecting a little low-scoring, slug-it-out type game today.
Yeah, Kingsley has scored 476 points on the season. They've allowed 169, so it's quite a big advantage for them. They will go to the air a little bit, and their quarterback has 1,046 yards, 13 TDs to just 5 interceptions on the year, so he's capable of throwing. And he's got 3 targets that he pretty much goes to. Meanwhile, in the rushing game, they've got two guys that really tote the rock quite a bit, and they've had their Gavin Lewis is their lead back with 1,000 yards on the year, 1,023 to be precise, but they'll go to Isaiah Cosgrove to the tune of 740 yards on the year, and then a couple other guys that might tote it here and there. But overall, just looks like a pretty balanced offense. So we've seen this kind of teeth. You know, sometimes we, on the build-up to this, we always go, you know, why do all these teams still use that old-school T offense, wing, straight T, whatever. Because we keep seeing teams in the playoffs late in the year that are running it. We saw Hudson had a great undefeated season until they come here and lost in the final, but a great run again from Hudson. They run that kind of a system. Napoleon, Ida, everybody that we've seen in the postseason pretty much has run that kind of a system.
Yeah, it's just been kind of funny for Lumen. They went the whole year without seeing a T, and then the playoffs came, and everybody's throwing the T at them. So, hey, if you're a Lumen fan, I'm counting that as a positive thing. You've gotten to get practice, and I think this T is going to be fairly similar to the one we saw last week with Almont. Mm-hmm. I think this quarterback might throw it a little bit better, a little more accurately, and so there'll be a couple more challenges, and stands to reason you're one round further in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's the best of the best remaining here. The top two teams from Division Six on display this afternoon, Lumen Christi Titans and the Stags of Kingsley, Michigan. If you're unfamiliar, that's up near Traverse City, Cadillac area, a little north of Cadillac. Just a hop and a skip from Lake Michigan, and that's a cool area up there. I actually really like that beautiful area for Kingsley. They have a big roster. It looks a lot like Lumen Christi as far as totals. Titans bring all those JV guys along, and we did have one note from here. The Titans without the lead back, Paul Sattler. He's been in and out kind of in the postseason with some ankle troubles, and so he's dressed but not expected to play a big role today for the Titans offense. So we did kind of have that questionable for him to play in the semifinal game. He did end up playing a lot of that game, but before that we had seen him be out, and all it really did was show us the depth that Lumen has at running back, and Sean Wilicki, Johnny Walters, Marion Clay, Aiden Gatewood. We'll probably see a little bit of all of them today.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to pick up the slack. And you know what? I'm going to go with this, Steve. I'm going to let you know ahead of time. It's going to be the Johnnies. We're going to see some Walters and Furness. Those two are going to step up. And if that does not happen tonight, I'm going to let you fire me.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. We'll get a little closer to kickoff, a little more pregame coverage coming up. Lumen Christi Titans would be the record for state championship games, state championship wins in the state of Michigan. They already have the record. They're just trying to put it out of reach, I guess, with another win today. Lumen Christi Titans and Kingsley coming up on WKHM.
In an instant, a vehicle accident can change your life. I'm Larry Falzon with Wygod and Falzon, your trusted personal injury attorney that will fight for you after you've been in a car or motorcycle accident. With decades of experience, we've secured millions in settlements for accident victims and fight the insurance companies so you can focus on healing. And you don't pay any fees until we win. Injured in an accident? Call me, Larry Falzon, at 877 to get paid. Losing is not an option.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921. Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes in the pregame here. And Brian, I think all bets are off when we get up to this level on who's going to win. I like to think the Titans are the favorite, but you never know what's going to happen game to game. And you come out with a game plan, I think they'll win. I think the Titans win in preparation. I think that's where they really set themselves apart, the experience of the coaching staff. Of course, we mentioned that the win on last Saturday over Almont, that was the 431st win of Coach Brogan's career, and that puts him in his second all-time in wins in the state of Michigan. And he's looking to add one today. Most state championships there. I know they were like eighth or something in playoff appearances, their first, tied for first in finals appearances. So just, you know, rewriting the record books here in the last few years for Lumen Christi.
Yeah.
And they got it, but Kingsley didn't come here to not win, so you got to come out and beat them.
It's funny, the superlatives that are used to describe Coach Brogan and his career and his staff. I mean, I feel like every week we talk so highly about him. There's not much more we can say. But it is kind of funny doing a Lumen game on the radio. You know, you see things as a fan. You and I both, we watch a ton of sports and football, and we see things, and we like to commentate, oh, you know, I'd do this. Boy, when Lumen does something that you feel like maybe you'd do different, you almost have to check yourself.
Wow, yep. Like,
do I really want to question the guy that has 150 state titles?
Yeah, 431 wins for Coach Brogan. It really is fun this time of year. I get into looking at the record books and all that stuff. And, of course, last year, Cadell Williams set the single-game rushing yards record. Salazar had the single tied the single-game record for extra points. All kinds of records falling. But I think this time we expect a little more defensive struggle. I think we expect a little lower scoring game. I think both teams are going to come out and look to shut down what the other teams do. And I think this is going to be one of those clock keeps running games. And it'll get by faster than we expect.
Yeah, it'll kind of surprise us both if you look up in the first quarter's not over and each team has had it once and maybe twice.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be that type of game, we think. Now, we think that sometimes, and we might see Sean Wilicki, what we think maybe be a 5-yard run, and he just breaks through and turns it into a 60-yard run, and next thing you know, it's a little faster pace. But as far as game planning, I think both teams are going to want to keep the ball on the ground as much as possible. But both teams are also capable of throwing it if getting behind or if need be. So it's going to be fun.
Well, let's go ahead and take we're going to take another commercial break here. And get closer to kickoff. So we'll have the anthem and some other stuff happening here in the building. 3-minute commercial break, and we're back with kickoff on WKHM next here in the building.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Brian Haynes, still on the pregame here, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. We're going to get the anthem here on the field. It looks like the Titan Marching Band will be handling those duties. Of course, they are small in number, but they really are a fine band, and we've got to hear them a lot this year. Shout out to Eileen. We didn't have her up in the booth with us for the first time doing a Lumen Christi game, so wherever she is, I know she's enjoying the band performance. So we're going to take another two-minute break, and then we'll be back with a kickoff here from Ford Field on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
At Double Chiropractic and Wellness Clinic, Dr. Brad Double brings Jackson a modern approach to healing using traditional chiropractic methods and advanced computerized adjusting instrument. We deliver safe, gentle, precise care, perfect for families, seniors, even those nervous about traditional chiropractic. Patients across Jackson are getting their lives back, free from pain, free to move, free to live. Isn't it your turn? Call Double Chiropractic today, because when your spine works better, your whole life works better. Double Chiropractic, and I'm Dr. Brad Double, healing Jackson one spine at a time, where Jackson goes to feel better, move better, and live better.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Well, the professor, Brian Haynes, as the pregame festivities conclude, and we're ready for the reason we came to Ford Field today, the Division VI State Championship football game. Lumen Christi Titans coming in at 10-3 on the year, and those three losses are, if you can have a quality loss, that's what they are. I mean, they just played the toughest schedule I've ever seen in high school football, Brian, and just they challenged themselves all year. It's a test that works pretty well for guys like Tom Izzo and MSU. You know, you play those tough games early and you're ready when it comes playoff time.
Yeah, we've talked about it all season, and here we go, the fruits of their labor.
Kickoff from Kingsley, back to return and fielded at the 13-yard line, and the return doesn't go for much. But decent field position for the Titans to start things off. Kingsley coming in 10-2 on the year. Their coach has a good career record, 228-107, and that would be outstanding if he wasn't going against Herb Brogan, who's 431-99. So he's going to have a milestone in one way or another. If they lose today, that'll be his 100th loss. But that's like, what's that average, one a year? Has he been coaching for 100 years?
feels kind of like it.
It does feel that way around here. First quarter brought to you by Sullivan's, and we're ready to go. I formation to start for the Titans. Back to throw, and an out route to out of flat. Burgess wide open on the run, and a great play call for the Titans on first down. He's going to take that all the way out beyond the 40-yard line, down past the 45 to the 47-yard line. Big gain on first down for the Titans. And they are out there again, 47-yard line, first and 10.
Just like we said, both teams are going to come out running.
Gasson was surprised to look at the complete stats for the year. He had 1,500 yards passing. Doesn't throw it a lot. As a matter of fact, there were some early games where I don't think we saw him throw it at all.
He has a good arm.
It looks like Sattler in the game, so we were uncertain if he would suit up. And on that kind of end-around play, pitch out to Johnny Walters in the backfield, he's going to be stopped for about a 4-yard loss there.
Well, I said I was looking for him and Furness to do some damage today, and that's a 4-yard loss. I also told you you could fire me if that wasn't correct. I hope you're not getting itchy just from one play.
Still early. And, you know, in some cases, you know, the Kingsley doesn't, this isn't like the NFL where they have some injury report that's going out to everybody, so Sattler in there maybe even can just be a distraction sometimes for the defense. Gaston looking to throw again. He's got one-on-one to the sideline. West learned. Jump ball. And well defended to go out there and cover and not commit a pass interference penalty. It's just a long incompletion. And it'll bring up third down and 14 for Lumen Christi.
Yeah, that was Andrew George on the cover for Kingsley. And you said well defended. You were lying. That we see West learned come up with that ball more times than not. 50-50. And George went right up there with him.
And you know, when you're in the middle of that passing route or that receiving route, it's hard to tell before that throw gets there whether you need to step inside of that guy, do you need to slow up a little, you know, what do you need to do? West Lurin just trying to adjust on the fly. He's in motion right now, split out wide right, shotgun for Gaston. Strong side right, he's rolling that direction, looking for West. He's got him on a, oh, what a pass! On the nose, Betty Gaston, just a little curl route. West Lurin just gets out past the sticks. The ball was there as soon as he turned. Great communication and feel between the quarterback and receiver. First down at the 40-yard line in Kingsley territory.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. That was just good timing. Learn was already out of his break when that ball was already in the air. And did a good job from Learn to know where the sticks were and make sure he was past them.
And the way that not just the cornerback, but that safety trying to protect him from going deep on that kind of go route, Gaston knew right away that was going to be open with the curl and hit him on the numbers. He's under center this time, learned in motion. They give it to Wilicki into the middle of the pack, and he's going to carry it out for about 4 yards. That'd be second down and six from the 36.
Yeah, a lot of movement right there from the Lumen Christi offense, some window dressing, but just a simple dive play from Wilicki. That's a lot of success with that play the last through the playoffs.
Right. I'll tell you right now, from this, we have this corner. This was about the place, I think, the first time we were here that we did a game from. But this angled view and from this height, Brian, it's a little awkward for me seeing the field and getting those yardages. I'm going to do my best. There's another handoff on second down and battling to the 30, and that's the line to gain. So that'll be a first down for the Titans, and the scrum continuing to try to push forward all the way down to the 25. That was about 4 yards of extra yardage just from effort from the ball carrier, but from the line as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm a little surprised that we didn't hear a whistle. You know, they'll let that scrum go a little bit, but it was kind of at a stalemate for a while, and they still.
And Wilicki spends his time at fullback. That's a full 5 yards, Brian, on the replay, and it's at the 25, first and 10 Titans from there. Wilicki played, listed as a fullback, played fullback a lot, most of the year, but now kind of in that tailback spot. And I see Gatewood enters the game as well. So you can keep Wilicki, and he's split to the wing. Gatewood the deep back, and now Wilicki in motion into the backfield. Play action, no, they give it to Gatewood to the left side. He beats him to the corner. It's a foot race to the end zone. 25-yard touchdown, Aiden Gatewood, and the Titans are on the board. You get that speed guy into the backfield, and he outran everybody. Just stretched it out to that left side, and just a little, you got to take pause because, you know, you got Wilicki there at the fullback spot, and that little, just little bit of hesitation with those linebackers leaning one way, Gatewood hits him the other way and takes it all the way to the house.
Yeah, Gatewood adds that little speed dimension to that backfield, and it's like a boxing match. They were just body blow, you know, Wilicki, inside run, and then here comes the Gatewood haymaker.
25-yard touchdown run for Aiden Gatewood. Titans on the board first, 6-0 with the extra point pending, and that's good. And it's 7-0 Lumen Christi. All of our touchdowns for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 30 seconds, and we'll kick it off again on WKHM.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Titans get the football first. They strike first, 7-0 Lumen Christi early on here, Division VI State Championship. Hudson played earlier today and came up a little short. 31-20, the final. Harbor Beach with the win. And then the game before this one, we saw Dearborn Divine Child 23, Hudson Unity Christian 22. Christian had a chance to tie it with an extra point, went for two instead, and that ended up being the final difference in the game. And the Titans kick it off. Mishandled a little bit there, so inside the 20, breaks a tackle. Now on the run, threatening to the edge. Pulled down, good field position here for the Stags near the 40-yard line. Good return.
Yeah, and that's something we've also talked about all season, how good the kick coverage for Lumen's been. And boy, I did think Martinez had him down, and he kind of escaped the ball carrier and gained an extra 20 yards.
First and 10, and they do get it to the 39-yard line, and they come out in that straight T set. Slow to develop, go left side. Titans swallow it up. Give them 2 yards on first down to the 41, but not much. And that carry for Kingsley goes to Nolan Hodges. Quarterback comes in with the play from the sideline. They come up to the line behind it. QB, he's back to throw here in second down. Wanted to step into one. Now he escapes the pocket. Still open looking downfield. And overthrown a little bit. I didn't know who he was going for. He had two guys down there and three defenders in the mix. And nearly picked off. Definitely batted down by a Titan defensive back. And I believe that's Walters getting a hand on it back there. Nearly picking it off. So it'll be third down and we'll call it eight for Kingsley.
Yeah, that was Kingsley. Tucker DeVries just launched one up, kind of a jump ball. And as you said, it was 3-2. Titans favor of bodies. I thought Walters might come up with that.
So Tucker Dreeves? Is that what I see? He's back under pressure and manages to get a throwaway. No receiver was looking. Incomplete pass, and so that'll bring up a fourth down for Kingsley. Back to pass and under pressure back there. Give credit to the Titans for getting back there, including Brennan Brogan, who was in the mix. And that was Isaac Mackey who actually twisted him down. Dreeves able to get a throwaway, but Kingsley will have to punt on their first possession. 7-0 lead for the Titans and an extra point pending. A punt set next. Burgess back to return. He's going to line up at about the 20 back in Titan territory. And that's a pretty good punt right there to the 20. Burgess handles it. Dodges a tackler on his feet past the 30 down to the 34. And we'll look for the official spot, but close to the 35, that is where they'll put it. First and 10 Titans from there. And a great first quarter so far for Lumen Christie. We've got 7:18 to play. They lead at 7-0. Our first quarter brought to you by Sullivan's. I was over there for Thanksgiving Eve, Brian. I couldn't believe all the folks that I ran into. It was a who's who, and it was a good time.
A lot of kids that we've covered in the last 10 years, huh?
Yeah, a lot of former Titan players, former some Hanover Horton youngsters there. Ran into Brett Wyszynski, who you had name-dropped in the last broadcast. That guy said he had a great time listening to that Almont game, and now the Titans try to make this one not nearly as questionable. And there's a handoff to Amarion Clay, and I believe that's who, it's Gatewood. So Gatewood carries that one out to the 40-yard line. So we'll get 5 yards on first down for the Titans. And I like that from Gatewood, a nice patient run behind the blocks. And then he looked to let things go. Good defense by Kingsley to keep him from exploding. But still, you take 5 yards on first and second down, that's first down again. I think the Titans will take that all day, especially with this a little bit of a early cushion, 7-0.
Yeah, that's all they're kind of looking to do, just staying ahead of the chains. 4 or 5 yards, first, second down.
Clay is in at a wing. We got Wilicki in the backfield, and they go to him in the middle. Breaks a tackle. Wilicki to the 40, to the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Lumen. That half or fullback trap. They fake that pitch out to to Clay coming around from the wing and just hit him in the middle of the line with Wilicki. And when he gets past that first level, those defensive linemen, there was not a linebacker in sight. Wilicki pretty much untouched to the end zone.
Well, I was off in pregame. I said Lumen will like to ball control. I said, but you might actually see Wilicki break one for 60 yards. I was off, Steve. That was 65 yards.
Either way, it's another Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown on the broadcast. And a chance to go ahead 14-0 for the Titans. Snap a little high, but Wetzel gets that one through. Extra point is good. 14-0. Lumen Christie leads it early. We got 6:26 to play in the first quarter. 30-second commercial break, and we're back with more on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Still 6 minutes, 26 seconds to play in the first quarter. Lumen Christi leading 14-0 over Kingsley. The Stags will accept the kickoff again. Three carries so far today for Sean Wilicki, 75 yards. Wetzel's kick is a low runner to the 30, picked up there by Kingsley. And he'll try to pick around a little bit, gets out to the 38. And that's where the Stags will take things. On the return there for Kingsley was Brody Ferris.
So how about Lumen? Two offensive possessions, one decent drive, one quick hitting drive, and then on defense you get a three and out your first time. Is that a decent start to the state championship game?
After that Almont contest, you wonder, will there be sort of a hangover, or do you come out re-energized and the Titans full of Thanksgiving dinner and just ready to come out here and take home another state championship trophy? Kingsley, there's a nice handoff for them on first down, breaking a couple tackles and out into Titan territory for the first time today to the 45. So a big gainer there, and Kingsley saying they're not done. That's Gavin Lewis on the carry.
Yeah, we didn't expect things are going to just remain that easy for Lumen. And, the fact that Lumen's been here the last 4 years, that kind of gives people an advantage of how it's going to feel.
There's another handoff and stopped for a short gain. I'll call it 1 yard on first down at the 44. And it'll be 2nd and 9 for Kingsley. And that looks like Gavin Lewis again.
You know, I say about Lumen being here, Kingsley just was here, 2 years ago?
Yeah. Came here and actually beat Almont. I mean, if football bounces a little differently Saturday, it's a rematch of that 2023 state championship. Instead, the Titans here in Division 6 looking to get the win. And there's a well-set-up play by Kingsley, and they go back to Lewis on the carry, and he'll be stopped for a 4 yard gain, bringing up 3rd and 5 for Kingsley. And you could see, Brian, from our angle, you can see that hole open up, and he's right in it. Titans great at closing down those holes. Those linebackers fill those gaps really well. And then you've got that second level of Johnny Walters back there and Marion Clay, who come up and help out the run game.
Yeah, they do
stupendously.
They fill those holes well, and the best at it is Wilicki, whose arms was waiting right there.
They are going with a little bit of a crazy set, little fake pass play and go to the run. And that one's going to go out to the 30 for a first down for Kingsley. And now they're moving the sticks in that run game, starting to find a little bit of rhythm. And that carry goes to Isaiah Cosgrove.
Yeah, it's funny. There's so many people on the roster. You look down, and there's two of a lot of numbers, including number 12. So I'm thinking, well, let's hope Steve gets the right one.
But we are seeing, again, I feel like this tee ends up in a rhythm set. Pitch out and spinning away. And, boy, Baker came in and put him down with some force, with some authority. But Gavin Lewis does get a short gain on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 7.
Yeah, he got a short gain and maybe a little bit of a headache, courtesy of Antoine Baker.
Baker pursuing all the way from the other side of the line. And that's, again, that defensive line for the Titans is stupendous and has been all year. So as Kingsley finds a little bit of rhythm for the run game, that defensive line will find a little bit of rhythm for the snap count and other things and be able to slow down this Kingsley attack. They go with the straight T. There's a reverse. Quarterback out to lead block. He's going to get the edge here. Oh, breaks a tackle. And he will get the first down. And it'll be Fitzpatrick stopping him at the 16. Almost a spectacular individual effort by Walters to come shed that block and get that runner, but he was able to break that tackle.
Steve,
but what an effort.
Yeah, you say almost. I'm going to still call it spectacular because he was the only one out there at the time, and if he doesn't slow him down, that's going to be 6.
So they do run that T, but they have like one wing and two backs here. And now Dreeves is going to look for a play call from the coaching staff. We got 3:27 to play in the first, 14-0 Titans. And it's 1st and 10 from the 16 for Kingsley. They go to the fullback again in the middle, and he's going to take that down to the 10-yard line. And inside of it to the 9-yard line. 7 yards on first down. 8 yards. No, we'll say 7. Second and 3 here. Line to gain is at the 6-yard line. And Kingsley huddles up. And again, the march is on here for this second possession for Kingsley. They tried to throw on that twice on that first possession, going and sticking to the run. And this is going to be close to the line to gain. Running off tackle to the left side. And they will say first down. So first and goal for Kingsley from the 6. They've committed to the run on this possession, Brian, and it's worked out for them. Using the, you know, coming out and throwing a couple times that first possession, they've been able to use that, like, almost running off the pass. So the Titans come out, have to respect that pass, and they've been able to use that as kind of a catalyst for a couple runs here.
Yeah, that works. When it works, you're like, hey, we caught him off guard, surprise. And when it doesn't work, you think, man, let's just get back to what we do well.
Bread and butter here, kind of drive for Kingsley. And there's another handoff, and he gets a step inside. At first and goal from the 6, he's down to the 2. Second and goal from there, and again, Kingsley continues to eat up chunks play by play here. And continuing to just get a good push from the offensive line and move that football. Knocking on the door here for the Titans. They're set. Go left again. And just, they call a touchdown. Wow, must have just broke the plane because he got there and got pushed well backwards. And we'll have to look at that replay on the screen here. We have the benefit of that here at Ford Field. We don't get that all the time. Must have just broken the plane and into the end zone. Touchdown, Kingsley.
At first, I thought that was going to be an easy touchdown, and then there was that man, Walicki, closing the hole up, as you said. And, boy, you're right. I thought maybe Walicki stopped him before he crossed the goal line, but they're not showing the replay up on the play.
It did look like a couple of different plays we saw in the overtime with Almont last week where they were on the doorstep and the Titans were able to close that down and keep them from crossing that line. In this case, though, the Razor's Edge leaned to the touchdown side, and Kingsley scores it, their first touchdown. All of our touchdowns for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. With 1:58 to play in the first quarter, we'll get an extra point attempt for the Kingsley Stags. The snap, a little low, but he gets it down good, and the kick looks real good. We saw him hit from 40 in warm-ups. From 10 is great, and it's 14-7 Titans, 30-second break, and another score. Another kickoff coming up on WKHM.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, still in the first quarter here for Sullivan's Restaurant and Bar, Mal's Pub over there by the Westwood Mall. And we've got a 14-7 game. Well, it looked like Titans could run away with this one. Kingsley said, not so fast. Touchdown on that. Andrew George. This kickoff going to be deep. Bounces at the 5 and into the end zone for a touchback.
Yeah, their kicker has a good boot there. Like you said, we saw him hit the 40-yarder in pregame, and that was launched.
So, yeah, 1:58 to play here in the first quarter. And 14-7, Titans lead it. They'll take over at the 20-yard line. 2 for 2 on touchdown drives so far. Their third possession, can they make it 3 for 3?
Yeah, and two different drives. As I said, first drive a little more sustained, some chunk plays. But then Walicki taking one for 65 and maybe the third play of that second drive.
And right now, you can't settle in on anything that Lumen's done. You They might throw, they might run. You go to the fullback, you know, they really just look so multifaceted. They go to Burgess out of the backfield here on first down, and he's going to get four on the play out to the 24-yard line, second and six coming up.
And that's something we have not seen much of from Lumen Christie, is Burgess just the lone back there toting the rock.
I mean, we know they feel like he can run. He's the kick return, punt return specialist. We got a player down on the field for Kingsley is Isaiah Cosgrove, I believe.
Yeah, and that's a player from both sides of the ball that I'm sure Kingsley does not want to miss.
And he's on his feet and running off, hustling off a little bit. So I'm sure we'll see him back in the fray before too long. Got to get that array of trainers off the field. Boy, Kingsley, they had six people out there.
And as they're walking off, they're kind of giving the wave to the crowd.
They got to be on fourth field.
Yeah, they are pumped, all six of them.
Titans second and six, rolling right to pass. Gaston gets an open man. It's Walters caught, trying to slip a tackle, but he'll get stopped. Forward progress out to the 26, and they'll bring up third down and 4 yards. Good catch by Walters, good throw by Gaston, but good defense by Kingsley to wrap him up. We've seen Walters be tough to bring down sometimes. In this case, they stop him for a short gain. Two on the reception. Third down and four for the Titans.
Yeah, I thought Walters had a little space there. And who was that, Colton Gothias? Closed out quickly.
Kingsley faithful here at Ford Field making a little noise. Gaston under center, and he hands it to Walicki. And he'll get stopped. Brought down short of the line to gain at the 30, 28-yard line, and the punt unit will come in for the Titans, 14-7 lead, and now we're down to 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. And I felt like we saw that in that. I keep hearkening back to last week. We saw Walicki get stopped a couple times on third downs, and actually a couple fourth down stops against Almont. So maybe something that Kingsley picked up in film.
And I think had Walicki gained even a yard and a half more, they might have gone for that.
Yep. Instead, we'll get a West Learn punt and nearly blocked. He gets it away down to the 35. And to the sideline, past the 45, squeezed out at the 47-yard line. First attempt for Kingsley with a shorter field this time. Boy, that, I want to say that was Cosgrove looking pretty fast on his... And his feet getting in there with a near block.
Nolan Hodges was the number. And Lumen's very fortunate if Hodges even just sticks his hands out.
Yeah.
In fact, Hodges kind of was holding his gut. It was like Learn kicked him in the gut. I don't know if he was afraid to get a penalty or what, but he was there to just almost grab the ball right out of Learn's foot.
And Learn's kind of taking a little while to load up that kick. And glad they got it away. First and 10 Kingsley. And they'll go left side of the line. They must feel safe running that side. They get a couple yards on first down, second and eight. And that'll be at the 49-yard line. Near midfield for Kingsley. Time runs out on the first quarter. 14-7 Titans, but the Kingsley Stags on the move. We'll take a 60-second break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM.
Hey, folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford. Rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car's worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, getting ready for the second quarter here at Ford Field, Division 6 State Championship Football. Titans lead it 14-7. Kingsley with the football, second and eight from the 49-yard line, just their side of the 50. And let's see, 107 yards on the ground for the Titans in the first quarter, two touchdowns, 66 rushing yards for Kingsley.
Yeah, well, 65 of them, or 64, came from Malicki on the one long touchdown run. If you just joined us, Gatewood with another, what, 25-yard touchdown run? Close to it.
Kingsley, I don't know what they're waiting on the official to set the football down. Oh, we had a TV break or something. We're ready to go here. Kingsley under center in the straight tee. Running left side and going to get past the 50 to the other 49 and stopped there. So just a couple yards, third down and six, third and seven. They do not, well, it is a 49. There's 6 yards to gain, and that was Perry Smith on the carry.
And we'll go ahead and give credit for the tackle with Jake Contat. Although there is a host of other Titans with him. Walicki. Heck, I even thought I might have saw Paul Varner in there. No, I'm just kidding. He's probably at the semi.
Yeah.
Balls sharpening the game. Love you, Paul.
And Dreeves taking the snap. We're going to whistle. Timeout before the play from Kingsley. Feels big here a little bit early. Kingsley needs to answer some of the early Lumen punches. Third down, and we'll call it six to gain. Let's take 30 seconds, and we'll be back with the second quarter. 11-14 to play. 14-7 Titans lead on WKHM. 14.
At the Brokerage House, we're truly thankful for the trust you've placed in us to guide you home. From first-time homebuyers to forever homes, lakefront escapes to country estates, it's our honor to serve this beautiful community we call home. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your story, your milestones, and your memories. During this season of gratitude, with heartfelt appreciation, we wish you much joy and peace. And as always, we're here to make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House. 517-788-8733.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Professor Brian Haynes, second quarter. This one brought to you by Sullivan's. I mentioned it was a who's who Wednesday night. Paul Varner was there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Amy both.
Okay.
Shout out to Manny and Mary, too. I saw them down there. I know they're in attendance tonight. They invited us to go to Elwood's afterwards, so we might have to stop. I don't know. I am not excited to be on the road anymore this holiday. It was bad enough
last
Thursday night.
Yeah, it got bad.
I'm just glad to be back in Jackson. Here we go, third and six. Feels like a big one for Kingsley. They did that little offset tee. And they go left side, run, and tripped up. He's going to get past the 45. Spot's going to matter here. It's going to be close to a first down. No, they spot it way back to the 45, so that'll bring up fourth, and we'll call it 1.5 here for Kingsley, and I think they'll keep the offense out for this one. They've been feeling like they can get two pretty consistently here in the late first quarter, early second. 10:52 to play in the second quarter. Again, 14-7 Lumen Christi, including that big 65-yarder for Sean Malicki. To get out to an early two-score lead, Kingsley has answered, and now trying to keep this drive going. They will get the line to gain, and then some, nearly to the 40-yard line on the carry there for Lewis. First and 10, Stags from the 41.
That's a huge play right there for the Stags because, boy, if they don't come up with that, you give Lumen the ball at midfield, you'd hate to go down 21 if you're Kingsley.
But now they can get that rhythm going again. And again, they run that T, but they have two backs now, and then the one back splits over to the wing, gives him a little advantage there, maybe makes him a threat in the passing game. There's a nice run. He looks like he's feeling all right. They go right into the middle of the line there, past the 30 for another first down for Kingsley, down to the 29-yard line. And that is Isaiah Cosgrove, who we saw limping a little bit. Looked quick there.
Yeah, we never want to see anybody hurt in a high school game or in any game, but Cosgrove limped off the field a couple plays ago.
Well, he was holding his leg. He ran off the field. I think they go back to him on this play, but they're going to stop for no gain.
Yep, this is kind of what we expected to see early on. Just Kingsley and Lumen just keeping the ball on the ground, chewing up clock and yards. You can play good defense, and they still get 3 or 4 yards a crack. And then one little sliver of opening.
Just can you continue to get that push up front? And then you don't know where the ball is going to come through there at. There's play action rolling out, looking to throw. Nobody open. Now he finds a guy. Oh! Bought a little time with his feet. Find a man coming on a crossing route. Incomplete pass in the bread box. He just couldn't squeeze it. And intended receiver on the play, Alex Figueroa, drops the football. And that'll bring up third down again for Kingsley. And about 7 to gain.
Yeah, Figueroa, as you said, the bread basket, that went right through his hands into his gut.
Good throw. Honestly, under a little duress, into a tight window, he squeezed it in there. Third down play, we might see a pass again. He's going to keep QB sneak right into the line, and he's going to come up short of the first down marker. But again, in this situation, they're going to go for 4th and 2 here. But a nice run again by Dreeves to sneak into there.
It's a little different wrinkle we hadn't seen. A little fake to the fullback, and then quarterback kind of did a little roll, had 3 blockers.
Yeah, just followed him right into that gap. 4th down and 2. Line to gain is just the other side of the 20. And we're at the 21. And they come with that straight tee. And hand it off and pass the 20. Got what he needed to get for the first down and not anything more. And Lewis on the carry, and Wilicki thought he had him short of the line to gain, but he twisted him backwards. But forward progress, that was a legitimate call, and it's just enough. But it is a first down.
Yeah, Wilicki pleading his case, and he was close.
Mm-hmm.
As tough as Wilicki is, if I'm a ref, he might be able to intimidate me. I'd say, okay, sir, you wouldn't lie to me, and hopefully not tackle me. You watch that replay. That was really close.
It was. 1st and 10. And that's... Was that another keep?
Nope. He pitched that one off.
Ah.
Gavin Lewis, I think, the ball carrier.
Yep. Lewis and Dreeves working together for 3 yards on 1st down, 2nd and 7. Line to gain is inside of the 10-yard line as they get down in the red zone and Luminal try to tighten things up. They lead at 14-7. We're down to 7:42 to play first half. Second quarter for Sullivan's. I had a couple of cheese sticks out there. Those were quality. And my wife had a fried pickle. Those are good. That's not on my menu, but there's a handoff trying to bounce it outside. Now cuts it in. Going to get down to the 10. That's going to be close to a first down on that carry for Perry Smith. And that is the call. 1st and goal from the 9 for Kingsley. And that's just that the butt of the football is on the 9-yard line. So it's a little closer than that. I don't think it'll matter when they start going at it here. But they set up in the tee from the right hash. And now Dreeves will get the play call from the bench again. They've done that a couple times down here in the red zone. We saw it in the first quarter when they were down here scoring their first touchdown. Takes, gives, and piled up there. They might get a yard. Maybe nothing. Good job defensive line for the Titans.
And this is the area of the field where these yards are a little harder to come by. If you're Lumen Christi defense, everything's compacted in. You don't have to guard against anything deep. You see 9, 10 guys even near the line.
We'll call it 2nd and goal from the 8. Kingsley set, and they pitch it inside, and I think that's going to be Lewis down inside the 5-yard line to the 4, 3rd and goal from the 4.
It's funny, Lewis on the program's listed as a senior fullback, but at 5'9", 160. You don't see a lot of 160-yard fullbacks.
You don't. It's kind of just about where he stands in that T.
Yeah. Now, Cosgrove on the other 5'9", 190. That's more fullbackish.
Here we go. Goal to go. Probably two tries here from Kingsley. And there's one that's going to head down toward the 2-yard line, falling over a pile of Titan bodies and down to the 2. Fourth and goal. Chance for the Titans to stand up and shut this drive down on a fourth down and goal from the 2-yard line. 5:23 to play first half. Titans lead it 14-7. Kingsley driving here, and what do you want to, the immovable object?
Well, carrying at that time was Nolan Hodges. He's 5'10", 155. So apparently at Kingsley, if you're going to be in the backfield, you got to be under 5'11". You'd never make it, Steve.
Never. For a number of reasons. Tucker Dreeves, the quarterback, under center now, comes out to look over to the sideline, and I think we can get a timeout. Kingsley's going to talk it over. We'll take a 30-second commercial break. Titans lead at 14-7. With 4:54 to play in the half, fourth and goal from the 2 for Kingsley when we come back on WKHM.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Kings Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Well, we had 66 yards for Kingsley in the first quarter on the ground. They've surpassed the 100-yard mark and actually have now more rushing yards than the Titans in the game. And fourth down and 2. I'd be curious to see what Kingsley does, if they just try to outpower him down here for that last 2 yards, or maybe a little trickery. We've seen him go to the air a couple times, although they're 0-for-3 passing on the game so far.
They've been going to Gavin Lewis in this situation.
Dreeves takes, hands off, and the Titans think they stopped them. The officials agree. And a fourth down stand for Lumen Christie. They'll take over on the 1-yard line. And I didn't see who carried that.
Yeah, that was Gavin Lewis.
Yeah, a mass of bodies down there.
Yeah, that's the play they've run on fourth down. They've been running Lewis off to the right.
And boy, Walicki just jumped the line and got in there. Sean Walicki. Big touchdown and now a big stop at the goal line. He's having a heck of a game. He was player of the game a couple times for us in the postseason. And, boy, right now you might call him the front runner early in this game. We got a lot of football left to play with, but with 4:49 to go in the first half, Titans have it at the 1. And this is seriousness, because easy to have something bad happen down here. They go to the air, and Wessler catches, breaks a tackle. That's some confidence in your quarterback and receiver. Wes learned out to the 15-yard line, or 14-yard line will be the official spot. Just a slant and on the button by Benny Gaston.
Yeah, how about that? Gaston standing in there in his own end zone.
Fired an FDR out there. And it is first and 10 Titans from the 9-yard line. Give me the 14.
That wasn't exactly Learn just one-on-one either. There are two or three bodies around him.
Confidence. Gaston out under center. Single back from here is Clay. They give it to him, and he's off to the races. Breaks a tackle.
No. Oh.
Ankle. Touchdown saver. Marion Clay. What a well-blocked play for the Lumen Christie line. And Gatewood was one shoelace away from taking that to the house. 86 yards. Instead, it's just a 16-yard gain. We're out to the 29-yard line, first and 10 for the Titans. It's an outstanding play. Could have been a better memory if you take that to the house, but good individual defensive play to be the last guy there to get him down. for Kingsley.
Clay doesn't get a lot of attempts, but he usually makes the best of what he does get. Boy, he almost did there.
Shotgun for Gaston. And they do inside to Johnny Walters. A little shovel pass to Walters, past the 30 to the 33. And we'll call that 4 yards on first down, second and six.
Steve, we talk about the coaching staff at Lumen Christi, of course, led by legend Herb Brogan. One thing I like is it seems like every week, and we're doing games seems like weekly for Lumen Christi, they always have a play that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
And that little shovel pass in there, that's one that we haven't really seen very often from that formation.
This one more typical. They go to Walters on a handoff, and they'll stop him for no gain. Third down and five for the Titans. Again, on their own side of the 50 at the 32-yard line, they need to get it out to the 38.
And this is a big third down, but the clock is ticking. It's going to be about 2 minutes before the next play gets done, and so it'll already be a success even if Lumen comes away with no yards here, just to get it out of the shadow of their own end zone.
Yeah. 2:22. Gaston looking to throw. Got time. He goes out wide open. Wessler. Oh, just a little overthrown. Wes got a step and was all alone, and gosh, Gaston usually doesn't miss him on those. Incomplete pass will bring up a fourth down and a punting situation for the Titans with 2:14 to go. Kingsley could still try to tie this up before the halftime break. 14-7 our score.
Steve, you say overthrown. I think Learn just kind of quit running and turned around, and I think Gaston anticipated him just keep running out. I think if he does, that's right in his hands.
Yeah, say overthrown might not be the term, but it got past him.
Yeah,
it did. It was over his head. And there's a good kick away by Learn. Fielded at the 31, going to the right side. He's got a little room. Got a block, 40, 50. And Learn pushes him out of bounds at the 48-yard line in Titan territory. And with 2:03, Kingsley's got to go into that two-minute offense and feel like you need to put up some points, and you got a chance to tie this up going into the halftime and getting the football back after that.
Yeah, it's funny, perched up where we are, there are some challenges you mentioned about calling the game and seeing some numbers and even seeing who has the ball sometimes. That, this point of view was for that punt return. You could really see the Kingsley wall kind of setting up and giving them that sideline. It's a good punt return. Puts them in good position here.
Is that Barrett Belis on the return?
I believe so.
Junior. Dreves fakes and brought down. And that was just a nice individual effort there on the line by the Titans. Keegan Grandy able to just overpower his guy and bring that down and stop it for no gain.
Yeah, I didn't fake out Grandy. Not sure if that was a busted play or that was meant to be a quarterback keeper.
Well, it looks like the Kingsley blocker, Ryan Roloffs, tried to cut block and go low there on Grandy, and he just avoided it. And then now he had no one to block him, and the quarterback was unprotected at that point. Dreves now back under center. And he'll hand it off inside. And just a short gain. I'll call it 2 yards there and bring up third down and eight now for Kingsley on the handoff to Perry Smith.
And it doesn't look like Kingsley's in any big hurry here. The clock's now going to tick under a minute before this next snap. Lumen with a 14-7 lead coming into the halftime.
Well, not quite a broken play on first down or second down. Well, first down, Brian, but it really did stall things. You kind of need to have a good game there. So now you start getting to a third down. Maybe you throw something here, but you kind of want to see that clock run down. They run a halfback pass. Now he's going to run it, and he'll get stopped at the 44-yard line. And that'll make it fourth and five. Good job by Lumen to stay with the coverage. They had run a little pitch, and it looked like Gavin Lewis was looking to throw, and with nobody open, he just decided to run. And so they'll stop the clock with 31 seconds and a potential punt here for Kingsley.
Probably a good job by Lewis. A lot of times when you're a guy that doesn't get to throw and you have that opportunity, you want to force something in there, whether it's open or not. Lumen did a good job getting back in coverage, and Lumen did call a timeout here with 31. Coach Brogan wanting to see this punt. Maybe he get a block.
Yeah, we'll keep it here for our for the break here. Second quarter brought to you by Sullivan's. All kinds of great food over there. And, of course, Friday is his prime rib days. So I couldn't say that for sure, but I'd recommend checking it out, Sullivan's, tonight, because what they will have is a cold beverage for you and might be the spot you want to pick out. Stake out your spot tonight, kind of scout it tonight, so that when you get over there tomorrow for the big Michigan-Ohio State game, you'll know where you want to sit. Probably run into a Lumen fan or two while you're there also. It's not an official post-game location, I think. So we'll get a punt, and booming punt. And that's going to go over the return guy's head, bounce, and they'll stop it down at the one-yard line.
What
good job boot by Kingsley on the punt coverage. And we got to give credit for Eric Stark for getting down there. The Starks of Winterfell. Winter is coming, and Stark made the play right there at the one. Titans will get the football back on their own one-yard line with 21 seconds to go. Same place they started their last drive.
Yeah. Here, I'll tell you what. I put Gaston under center, just let him forge ahead with a little quarterback keep and go into the half. Kingsley with just one timeout.
And that is what Gaston does. Forges ahead.
Oh, no. Did he fumble?
Did he fumble? Kingsley's saying they have it.
Oh, no. He did.
So, the safe play ends up being a fumble recovered by Kingsley. And now first and goal from, we'll see where they spot it.
The officials talking it over, but oh, did they rule him down?
No fumble.
The Kingsley fans not like it. That looked like that ball popped out.
So they will put it just past the two. We'll call it second down from the three, and the
you wonder if we'll see a
nothing
challenge here. I don't know.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, that ball was definitely out.
Yeah, but did they whistle it dead for end of forward progress? I think that's
the thing.
You may be able to hear when the whistle happens on the replay for them. I hope so.
I kind of hope not.
That's why I think they called it that way, because I think they whistled it dead for forward progress, and then leaned at the end, and that's when the ball came out. I'll tell you what, it's more likely that he blew that whistle before the fumble came out than it is that Matt LaFleur called timeout before the false start yesterday. Maloney!
Hey, I have to agree with you. Well, if Lumen gets to keep this ball, I think Gaston will keep it again, but this time he's going to keep it low and go down quickly.
Yeah.
He kind of was like, it was like he was trying to pick up a first down.
I guess they're saying it's under, did they announce that it's under review?
I don't think they made
the call.
But as you said, on review, are they going to be able to hear the whistle? That's the problem. It was clearly a fumble, but as you said, was it a fumble before the whistle blew and said?
And you said it does feel like that's one of the things in football, and maybe here in high school to some extent, but even earlier in the game, that kind of rugby scrum that went for five extra yards, and you wonder when do they blow that whistle for the end of forward progress, and in this case, was it early enough, because that certainly he was still trying to go forward and ended up lurching forward at the end of the play, and that's when the ball came loose. So we'll see what they're able to see on replay.
Something unique to the finals, because in, you know, just a normal high school game, you're not going to be able to look at any replay. It just is what it is. But like I just said, I don't even know if with the replay they have the ability to hear the whistle.
Because that really, that's what you're going to need. And that's what I think it looks like, is that that's the question. Did they blow it dead for end of forward progress? Because his knees were not down.
No.
He had not touched down in any way that would call him down unless they had whistled it dead for forward progress.
Yeah, the fact of whether or not it was a fumble, that isn't even a question. It for sure was a fumble, just did it happen after the whistle.
Again, we're here 11 seconds on the clock right now in the second quarter. Titans lead at 14-7. But Kingsley, if they get this, will have a chance for maybe two plays to try to get in the end zone here where the Titans had just stonewalled them from.
You know, Kingsley called their last time out there, I think, for the officials to try to take a better look at this. With no timeouts left, and, you know, if this is Kingsley's ball from the four, or, you know, about the four, they will have to pass the ball because I don't think they'd have time to run it and then get lined back up and get another playoff.
No way. They would have. They're just gonna. If they run it, you're saying we score on this run.
Right. Yep.
But if you pass it, you might get two tries. And I'd look for them to line up in that with the two backs and that one wing, and run maybe some play action, just something like we saw Green Bay do a couple times against the Lions. That just get somebody running along the goal line who can get open. And they have not completed a pass yet, I don't think, Brian. I was looking at the stats. 0-for-3.
Yeah, well, this has taken a while, so I feel like the longer it takes, the less likely it is for Lumen to have the ball. Because now they might be looking at, okay, yard line and
Where's the clock. Yeah.
Or the guys looking at it are just saying, oh, what do you want to do, flip a coin? We don't know. Did he blow the whistle? Didn't he?
Well, and that's why, you know, we always hear that when replay becomes a factor is what was the call on the field.
Right.
And I think the call on the field was that Lumen's he was
ball.
Down.
Yeah.
Titan ball.
Yep.
And we got this little referee contingent down near the 5-yard line by the sideline. Discussing, it's breaking up now, so they're going to make a decision.
And here we go.
They do call it the fumble, and Kingsley gets the ball. That's what it looked like on the replay, Brian, when we saw what we were able to see before they went to commercial. And so Kingsley will get the football and spot it here at the just outside the 2-yard line. First and goal.
Steve, we always try to be impartial to things, and if I'm being honest, that kind of looked like a fumble.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we knew he fumbled. That looked like that probably happened within the time frame and probably deserved to be Kingsley's ball.
Everything on the replay that we saw and from what we saw live, although it's 150 yards away, looked like that was legit, and that is the call.
And, Steve, a big thing is they gave Kingsley their last time out back, so we will see a run.
Snap. And looking to pass. He's got a man in the back of the end zone. Caught it. Touchdown, Kingsley. They didn't run it. Maybe Lumen thought the same thing, and one of those receivers was able to get behind the defense to the back corner of the end zone, and he didn't miss him. So first completion of the day goes for 6, and that one goes to Gavin Lewis for the touchdown, and we're one extra point away from a tie football game going into the half. 10 seconds left on the clock right now. 14-13 Lumen with the extra point pending. And, yeah, Dreeves just caught him in the back. Fitzpatrick couldn't knock it away. And Kingsley, the Stag, score it. Extra point came a little left, but tucked inside that goalpost. We're tied at 14 with 10 seconds to play in the first half. Kingsley with a touchdown for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Well, let's keep it here until the kickoff. Mention Sullivan's one more time, our first and second quarter sponsors. Stay tuned at the half for the halftime report from Jim Winter Auto Group. If you've recently been in a collision or hit a deer, take your vehicle to the experts at the Jim Winter Auto Group Body Shop. The difference is the people and service. Online at jimwinterauto.com. I think there are a few people who had to drive home from Thanksgiving dinner last night who are going to need some Jim Winter Auto Body Service.
Boy, Steve, what a turn of events here in the last. You know, that kind of got started with 30 seconds to go. Lumen holds them fourth down and elects to call a timeout to maybe try to block a punt or something. And, you know, they don't call that timeout. It just kind of clock bleeds down to nothing. But then what a punt and coverage on that to put them down to the one. Makes Gaston have to try to QB sneak one and just got out a little high and got it knocked out of his hands.
Yep, tied at 14 here, and Kingsley will kick off 10 seconds on the clock, and we've seen Kingsley boot these in through the end zone, so maybe a touchback here, or maybe just an onside attempt. Squibs it, and Titans were ready. That goes right to one of their hands guys at the 50. He dives on it, and so that's where the Titans will get it, and maybe they start thinking about what do we have here with 9 seconds to do something tricky.
I know one thing they have is Wes learned.
Cash Cooper with the recovery on that attempted onside kick at the 50-yard line. Yeah, Wes learned has been able to get open, and again, they just missed him on one route. So maybe they go into the air, something tricky here, or maybe they just take a knee and go to the locker room.
Yeah, I'm going to give Wes a jump ball, though. There's three guys on him.
Gaston with back to throw, and there he goes, out to Wes on the sideline. Up and oh! He had two chances at it. Almost cradled that one down at the 11-yard line. Incomplete pass. We got 2 seconds left, though.
Yeah, and at this point, maybe you just go ahead and kneel it. But, boy, that is a jump ball up to learn. If he comes down with that, we at the very least maybe see Wetzel getting a little field goal opportunity.
That would be interesting. So 2 seconds left. They had double coverage there on Learn, and he still almost got up there and got it. He's a leaper. He's got that length. So two receivers to the right for Gaston. He is going to step back and roll it out. Gets a throw away again to Learn. A little high and batted away, and we'll go to the half tied at 14.
You know, there's a flag that just got thrown. I don't know if maybe that was a roughing call or hitting. Yeah, roughing the passer. So put him up 15 yards and let's give him one more shot.
One more try here.
Here's where Gaston could get it to the end zone maybe.
Yeah.
We know he has an arm. Boy, right now it looks like Kingsley has two or three guys over on the side of the field have learned. This might be where, even though he is your best 50-50 guy, you might want to take a little shot over on the other side of the field, maybe get a little one-on-one, and who knows, somebody slips.
Walters to get a step on somebody over there. You got a couple guys Burgess can catch. Kingsley takes their final timeout here.
So does that mean roughing the passer didn't happen? He's saying Kingsley took a timeout before the snap, and I did think I heard a whistle.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. Well, shades of Thanksgiving Day for the Ford Field again. Must be hard to hear when they call those timeouts. We'll keep it here with just 2 seconds left as we head toward the halftime. Our halftime coverage for Jim Winter Auto Group. Thanks to Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our pregame sponsor and our presenting sponsor all season long. And all of our other fine sponsors here as we know for a fact no more football games for us after today.
Win, lose, or draw.
Yep.
So they said they called timeout before the play, yet it's still 2 seconds on the clock.
Right, that's what...
Was that what it... Where
that's what it would have been,
that, what is,
that's
where what it started?
Was, yep.
Oh, okay.
Coach Brogan out there giving him a little business. Fifty-yard line, 2 seconds, 14-14 tie, Titan ball, Gaston in a shotgun, two receivers to his right, and he's back looking to throw, and he lets it go again to Wes. No, whoever's there on the sideline, and that one nearly picked off. It wasn't learned. Over there, that one was thrown to
Martinez, I think.
Yeah, Broderick Martinez, an incomplete. So we go to the locker room, tied at 14. Halftime is here for Jim Winter Auto Group. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute commercial break, and we'll come and do some halftime stats and numbers and get you ready for the second half. It's tied at 14 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Struggling with a denied Social Security or disability claim? You are not alone. I'm Larry Falzon of Wygott and Falzon. For decades, we've been helping Michiganders navigate the complexities of disability and Social Security claims. We understand the challenges and are here to fight for your rights with a track record of success and a commitment to our clients. We're ready to assist you. Call us today at 877-2-GET-PAID for a free consultation. Wygott and Falzon. Losing is not an option.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes at the half here. Titans did the anthem in the pregame. Now they're out doing the Top Gun halftime show here. I lean on the band play-by-play down there, so it's like a home game for the Titans here. That's the feeling, and of course, having been here 4 years in a row, and then only a couple weeks removed from coming out here and playing the Catholic High School League Prep Bowl, Titans very familiar at Ford Field. And what they're not familiar with is a 14-14 tie at halftime. This Kingsley team went down 14-0 early, but rebounded pretty well, made some great plays in special teams and defense, and have gotten themselves to a 14-14 tie with the defending state champs in Division 7.
Lumen had a 14-0 lead. I don't even know if the clock was at the 7-minute mark of the first quarter yet. It was quick.
Yeah.
And then here we are a quarter and a half later, still at 14.
Yeah, so Kingsley just maybe, and that is, you know, it would make sense. I don't know Kingsley that well to say that maybe they were a little bit awestruck to be here at Ford Field, although they're only a couple years removed from playing here themselves and winning, so it's not crazy for them. But, you know, that first feeling of playing somewhere different in a different scenario, different time of day, all those different things, maybe it took them a little longer to get acclimated than the Titans, but they have been acclimated, and they came out and ran the football right down Lumen Christie's gut, and they did it for two drives in a row, so we see they're capable.
Yeah, and, you know, you might be right. There could be some early game jitters, although Lumen put together a good first drive and came out throwing the ball and maybe caught him off guard. And then, of course, the Wilicki 65-yard touchdown run, which was kind, you know, that's kind of a fluky play when your fullback gets one and nobody's there. So, you know, outside those things, this game's been really evenly matched.
Yeah, halftime brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group, and we're tied at 14. Gaston, 5 out of 9 passing for 56 yards, and really a couple of those flings late in the game. Otherwise, he was really efficient throwing and accurate, too, and made that pass game something that the defense had to respect.
Yeah. As you said, what, three of those incompletions were just heaves up there in the last three plays.
Willicke leads all rushers with four carries for 77 yards and a touchdown. Aiden Gatewood, two carries for 30. Marianne Clay, one for 14. That one almost went to the house as well. You get one carry for Burgess for four, and Benny Gaston, one carry for 1 yard. He did have a fumble lost. And then Johnny Walters with two carries for minus 4 yards total for 11 carries and 122 yards for the Titans. And interesting just to see that really at the end of the half, to say they only had 11 carries. You know, you'd expect that to happen on a single drive a lot of the time for them. Meanwhile, and what did I, oh, did I do the total there? 122. Pretty even in that respect. 28 carries for Kingsley, 120 yards. And they've shared the football around quite a bit as well. We got Gavin Lewis, 11 carries for 46. Isaiah Cosgrove, 5 carries, 34. Nolan Hodges, 5 carries for 16. Perry Smith, 4 for 12. And Colton Gothels, 1 carry for 11. And I know we had Andrew George with 1 for 1. And Tucker Dreeves, 1 carry for 0 yards. So pretty even. And we just had the one catch for one completion for the passing game for Kingsley, but it was a big one. One pass for 2 yards and a touchdown to Gavin Lewis, having a nice game for the Division 6A championship.
You're right, that was a big one. And if you happen to be turning, just tuning in right now, right before the half, Lumen with a 14-7 lead, trying to run out the clock with a quarterback just keeper just right up the middle, and Benny Gaston fumbles on the two. Next play with 11 seconds to go, Kingsley throws that little 2 yard touchdown pass to knot it up at 14.
Here's an interesting wrinkle. You know, we always notice on the sideline at a Lions game that blue tent where a player might have to go in and get checked out. Wes learned coming out of the blue tent, maybe why he wasn't in there on that final heave at the end of the half. So hopefully he's ready to go for the second half. He's a big part of the Titans offense and keeping the defense honest in the pass game.
Yeah, and punter too, and he does a great job punting.
All right, let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break. We'll get the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA. Before you know it, we'll be back in Ford Field. We're tied at 14, one half to go. Titans and Kingsley on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24-7, from compact to industrial, and for a limited time. All Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, 787-6984.
Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
Records fall during a fantastic end to the girls' Lower Peninsula swimming and diving season, and six teams, two football, four volleyball, earn MHSAA finals wins. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Let's start on the gridiron with our eight-player football finals played at the Superior Dome in Marquette. In Division I, Martin made the nearly 450-mile trip to northern Michigan worth it as they won a third title in 4 years, knocking off Blanchard Montebello 52-8. Halen Buell scored three times for the Clippers and ran for 179 yards. As a team, Martin racked up almost 500 total yards of offense. They end the year undefeated 13-0. Montebello ends 11-2. In Division II, Portland St. Patrick won its first eight-player title, beating North Dickinson 53-0. St. Patrick had played in the eight-player finals in 2017, 2019, and 2020, losing all three times before this year's championship run. Seven different Shamrocks scored, including Hudson King, who scored two times. King rushed for a game-high 120 yards. St. Patrick finishes the year 13-0. It was North Dickinson's first loss of the year. For more on both games, check out all the coverage at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, West Bloomfield swimmer Elizabeth Eichbrecht. She completed career sweeps in the 200 and 500 free and posted all finals record times in both events. The 400-yard freestyle relay team at Farmington Hills Mercy, needing a win in the last race of the Division II finals, Avery Tack, Campbell Shore, Lila Collins, and Ella Hafner did just that, giving Mercy its third straight Lower Peninsula Division II championship. And to East Grand Rapids swimmer Ellery Chandler, she was first in two individual events and on two first-place relay teams in leading EGR to a third straight Division III Lower Peninsula girls title.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
During the 11-player football finals, coaches will have the ability to challenge plays, but there are some limitations to what they can challenge. First, a team must have a timeout available and call it to initiate a review. Second, there are a limited number of items that can be reviewed. Those include catch or no catch, ball carrier in or out of bounds, forwards or backwards pass, and a handful of others. If successful, the coach will be given back the timeout. In overtime, coaches can challenge once, no matter how many overtime periods are played, and only if they have a timeout. All potential scoring and turnover plays will continue to be automatically reviewed.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. In Battle Creek, four girls volleyball champions were crowned at Kellogg Arena. Let's start with the action in Division I. Farmington Hills Mercy needed four sets to down Bloomfield Hills in the finals after going to a fifth set to beat Byron Center in the semifinals. This is Mercy's second D1 title in the last 3 years and third in the last seven. In Division II, Detroit Country Day lost the first set of their semifinal match with Grand Rapids Christian, but then won the next six, winning the semifinal 3-1, and then beating Flat Rock in straight sets to win their second straight MHSAA championship. In Division III, Kingsley won its first volleyball title, knocking off defending champion Kalamazoo Christian in four sets. The Stags dropped the first set, but won the next three in convincing fashion. Kingsley needed all five sets to dispatch of Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central in the semis. And in Division IV, Fowler won its first girls volleyball title, sweeping Mendon. The Eagles were on the ropes in the semifinals, losing sets 3-4 to Crystal Falls Forest Park before winning in five to set up their championship. For more on all four girls volleyball matches, head on over to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, just seconds away from starting the second half here. Tied at 14 in the Division VI State Championship football game. Titans got out to a 14-0 lead, now a 14-0 run for Kingsley. And big to get that touchdown late in the first half because it's a chance to go 2-for-1 as they return the kick here in the second half. We have our third quarter brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Thanks again to our halftime sponsor.
Glad you called him Kevin and not Ryan. That's good. But, hey, we're at a Lumen Titans athletic event, and saying Ryan Lamar just kind of makes sense.
It seemed right, yeah.
Standout baseball player.
There's a kick for Wetzel, and he blazes that one down to the 15. Fielded there by Kingsley, running to the middle of the field, running through one of his blockers, actually, and wrapped up at the 30. We get a flag coming in late. And now the Titans saying maybe the football came loose at the end of that play.
Yeah, and there again, took officials a long time to blow that whistle. It was a scrum. That ball did come out.
We need to see what that call was. And it is be a 5-yard face mask against the Titans. So add a little extra to Kingsley's run out to the 35-yard line. First and 10 for the Stags from there.
Yes, I suppose even if that ball came out with that penalty, is going to stay with Kingsley.
So they'll actually give him to 36. And Kingsley will come out and try to make this a 21-0 run for the offense. Hustling from the huddle out to that line of scrimmage. Offset a little bit here in the tee, pitching out and ducking under a couple of tacklers, but really good job by the Titans to continue to string that out. And Antoine Baker getting them fired up after making that tackle for no gain.
It's the second really hard hit from Baker, and both times it was on pitches out wide left where Baker's been able to come running across the field. Showing some speed, number 58, too, other than just power.
Yeah, you just, that defensive line for the Titans, you got him, you got Grandy down there. They've just been big today. And they are going to have to steal your turn, bow up a little bit here and shut down this Kingsley offense that's been getting into rhythm. And now they hand off into the middle of the line, another carry for Gavin Lewis. And he'll get about five there, four. And we'll call it, actually, we'll call it third and seven. We'll give him three.
Yeah, that was a good spot, I think, for Lumen's sake.
Mm-hmm. A little short of the 40-yard line. Line to gain is at the 46. And a third down play here. Chance for the defense to get off the field. And they go left side, and nowhere to go. And bottled up. He will get past the 40, but not much on the carry, Perry Smith. And fourth down and four, and it looks like the Kingsley punt team will come out on the field.
And that was Jack Fitzpatrick, I think, the first Titan to meet him out there wide, running wide. Good thing that's Jack Fitzpatrick and not his great uncle Jerry. The guy would still be running.
It's you could tell that one fired the defense up in that locker room, I'm sure. That was one of the things on the board. Let's go out and shut them down right here. Kind of mishandled the snap on the punt. He does get a big one away. It's up high anyway. Bounces at the 35 and starts to take a Lumen bounce. So they'll get it at the 36 or so. And that's far cry from that punt that went down to the 1 yard line last time.
Yeah, you were right. I think he fumbled that snap. Kind of never got a good feel for it. Lumen will take it.
And anytime you're in that punting situation or a quarterback or anything in that backfield, you got a clock in your head that's saying, I can't hold it much longer.
Yeah.
So he booted that away, and it's still, what a net, 20 yards or something, so it's still pretty good for him. But the Titans' defense looked great on that possession, and now the offense has a chance to look great. They come out with a single back. Looks like it's Marion Clay from this distance. Now they set up in the I form after motion, and stop for no gain.
Actually,
a short loss. Yeah. Yeah, back to the 35. We'll call it a 2 yard loss, and second down and 12 now for the Titans. Clay to Gatewood will come back in for Clay.
And yeah, we don't usually see Clay just take it up the middle. The power running isn't usually his forte.
But that did look similar to that play that almost went for a huge gain for him. Just good job by Kingsley to be ready for it this time. Gatewood is the deep back counterplay to the left side, and he spins away from a tackler, but not going to get much back to that original line of scrimmage. They'll make a third down and 10 for the Titans. I like it. Both teams fired up right now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So this is just going to be an intense football game the rest of the way. Tied at 14. We got 8:52 to play third quarter. For Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab.
Steve, you mentioned Kingsley's offense trying to get in that rhythm in a tee offense. Right now, I feel like that Kingsley defense is in a rhythm, and I know you don't use that term often, but they just seem to kind of know what Lumen's going to do mm-hmm. right now. Bodies flowing toward the ball.
I say, no doubt they've studied film. No doubt they're familiar with what Lumen does. We get a flag coming in. Maybe it'll line up offsides. They'll throw it like a free play. Caught down to the 29-yard line. Jack Fitzpatrick reeling it in. We'll see what the flag was. They let the play go, so it's not a false start. I'm guessing somebody lined up offsides maybe.
It might be a formation thing against Lumen because Benny Gaston has his hands on his head right now.
Yeah.
Feeling like,
A procedure penalty against the Titans, so that'll come back negating a massive pass play as Fitzpatrick got a just a dime thrown to him down there. And we'll have illegal formation is the precise term. So that'll make a third and about 15 here for Lumen Christi from their own 32.
And you also threw out a precise term. He did throw a dime. I'm going to call that a precise term. That was precisely a dime. And Fitzpatrick made a great over-the-shoulder catch. Those are hard to catch.
Concentration with the sideline right there to keep his feet down. So a lot of good stuff that's just going to count as nothing.
Yeah. You know, Fitzpatrick kept running. That looked almost like the play that Overshot learned where he kind of stopped.
Yep. Gaston out of the shotgun again, looking for somebody. Gets a inside route. Throws it off balance and tough to do that. Going to his left, coming back across his body and with a guy in his face. And lucky that fell incomplete. And that'll get a punt for the Titans. Gaston did everything he could to try to get that throw away. Maybe forced it a little, but it had a chance. He had a guy. And it was right near that first down marker.
Yeah, third and long, you know, I think Gaston's like, hey, might as well throw it. He did a good job extending that play with his feet, rolling out, kind of made a little Patrick Mahomes-esque. Oh, and we do have Gaston as the punter, not Wes Learned.
Yep, so Learned, whatever it was, and that's not going to be as good of a punt either, though. It looks worse up here from, it looks worse than it was, and now it'll roll out at the end and inside of the 30, so not tremendous field position for Kingsley. And again, you net about 30 yards on that 40 or so. So a decent punt for the Titans, and the defense will have to come back out and continue to be energized against this Kingsley offensive attack.
You know, the one thing that does set up later, though, with Gaston as the new punter is, you know, if they have some kind of fake, all of a sudden you let him throw it. We'll see if that's something they have in their bag of tricks later on, perhaps.
Be shocked if they don't. 7:55 to play third quarter, 14-14 tie, Division VI state championship football from Ford Field, and the Titans on the defense now. Kingsley offense back out on the field. Dreves under center. The T, he gives it up in the middle, and Lewis will get brought down after a short gain. 4 yards to be second and six.
You know, Lewis, as I mentioned earlier, 5'9", 160. He runs a lot tougher than what you would expect from 160.
I think 160 is a good size for a high school kid. It's not like you and me up here all
we're both cut up at about 205 each.
Oh, I wish. Not after Thanksgiving dinner. Dreves under center again. They go with that straight tee. And put it on the ground, able to dive on it, but that's going to push him back to make it third down and eight.
And those are the types of plays that we have not seen much this game where teams have gone backwards on early downs.
Yeah.
You know, both Lumen and Kingsley kind of staying ahead of the sticks. This is Kingsley's first third and long that I can remember for a while since early in the game.
Titans defense getting Kingsley into another third down situation. They go with that straight tee again. Dreves faking it to Perry, now rolling out, looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck and run. And he's got a chance to get to the 40. That's going to be real close to that marker. And the spot's coming right at it.
Yeah, it's going to be just a hair short.
They might even measure this one.
Kingsley coach is calling for a first down, but boy, where they spotted that, that looks like...
I think the spot looks like it's a first down, but it's going to be close enough that they probably bring the chain gang out and measure up.
Yeah, they're calling for an official look at this.
So, I think they're going with that.
The electronic?
Well, they got they don't have the assist, AI assist, but they do have that guy down in the 45, the nearest yard marker, and they'll set it down, stretch it out.
He might get it by a nose.
And I think he does have it. First down, Kingsley. I'll tell you, when I saw them put the football down, and honestly, when I watched the run, I thought he had it anyway. But the spot was, I thought, correct, and the measurement ended up confirming it. First and 10, Kingsley from their own 39-yard line. Big conversion, and they called that pass play. But, again, sometimes that defense back there making the coverage can't take care of that quarterback, gets out of the pocket. And they'll dive it into the line again, left side. On the carry there. And it's another ball carrier for us, number 28, Nolan Hodges, who we saw carried five times in the first half for 16 yards.
Good wrap-up tackle by Cash Cooper on that.
Kingsley right back at it again, second and seven from the 42. And it goes into the middle of the line and another couple yards there. Third down and six. Willicki with another tackle. We don't have the live stats for tackles, but Willicki has had a heck of a day there in the middle of the line. But the defense overall, because of the nature of the way the offense has gone for both teams, Kingsley has just been drilling that ball over and over. So 36 carries for Kingsley at this point to just 13 for the Titans.
Going
to the outside there, or attempting to. Not a lot of room to run there to the 45. Makes it fourth down and four. And I think we're going to get a Kingsley punt again. So that first quarter, early first quarter, fooled us a little bit because Lumen kind of came out and exploded offensively, and we thought, man, we were all wrong about our expectations. Now the second half has looked a lot more like we thought the first half would.
Well, and even since, I mean, it was 14-7 in the first quarter, and here we've had one more score through another, you know, almost two quarters.
Yeah. And Kingsley punt, and he'll let that go right at about the 35. And a fair catch signaled by Burgess. That's going to take a Kingsley bounce down to the 10, inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line. So another good special teams play for Kingsley. And they keep, and Lumen keeps getting those possessions deep in their own end of the field.
It's one where maybe you'd like to see Burgess go ahead and try to catch that ball. Probably gave up an 8-10 yards on the roll.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're not sure, you don't want to try to do something that's going to put you in fumbling harm's way or muffing that.
Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a little awkward sideways catch with something that's going on a line over your head rather than something that's dropping down into your basket. First and 10 Titans from their own 8-yard line.
They need They need a patented Lumen drive here.
There's a handoff. It looks like he's going to need a couple in it. It looked like he had more. I'll call it patience, but in that case, it seemed like tentativeness. And so they'll take it to the 11-yard line, 3 yards on first down, second and seven. But we wanted a little more explosion on that carry. Looks like Clay is going to come back in. Willicki into the offense as well. Gaston coming in with the play.
We haven't seen a lot of Willicki either carrying the ball.
No, early on, he still has he has four carries in this one, but they go to Clay on the pitch around, and Kingsley stretches it out, shuts it down for just a short gain. Third down, and we're looking at six here for Lumen Christie. Again, those run plays not kind of getting anywhere, and this is where you see, as much as we appreciate the depth at running back, this is where they miss Paul Sattler. You know, he was their bellwether back. He was their mule taking those carries all season long and even a week ago Saturday.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it is a loss to not have him out there.
Yeah, Sattler was always that back that always fell forward 2 or 3 yards. You know, he'd get hit after a yard and still pick up four.
Fitzpatrick split wide to the right. Gaston delayed handoff and snuffed out. That's a great defensive play to beat the block on the edge. And stop for a loss, and Titans will have to punt, and they did not really clear any field position, so Kingsley's going to get it back. Pretty good field position, you'd expect. Scott Strumlow on the tackle. And the Titans are back at the 11-yard line looking to punt here, and again, they another loss to an injury with Wes Learned being unavailable here so far. The quarterback, Gaston, is standing on the end in the Lions' end zone to punt this one away. and gets the guy coming. But nice punt and fair caught at the 43. So Kingsley, that's in Lumen's half of the football field. Great field position for Kingsley. And right now this game that's been back and forth, field position game, Kingsley won that one and has got themselves some nice field position here.
Yeah, I'm going to give Gaston some credit, though. That's a good boot. I thought the Kingsley punt returner was back way too far.
Yeah.
But Gaston, you know, he hit that 40 yards in the air at least.
Kingsley talking some stuff over. I don't think we got a timeout. We have a media break, I think. Kingsley coming out onto the field. 14-14 tie. We have 2:03 left to play here in the third quarter. Kingsley another possession. And hand up to right side. That was Perry Smith. And he goes down. Smith kind of slid down under a little. There was a guy. I don't know if he really tackled him, but just kind of slid down to one knee. Tried to get back up, but of course, that's going to make you down. So it's 1 yard on first down, second and nine for the Stags.
Yeah, whether it was the turf or Brennan Brogan will get credit. They won't give the turf credit for that. So the sophomore, Brennan Brogan.
And there's a big gainer in the middle. And that's another one for Lewis. So he takes it down to the 25-yard line. Again, if you're just joining us, the first half, 14-0 early lead for the Titans. Kingsley able to answer and tie it up going into the locker room at halftime. And it's been a stalemate here in the third quarter. And with a minute 10 left, Kingsley now threatening at the 25-yard line in Lumen territory, first and 10 from there.
Kind of feels like Kingsley's grabbed control of the game.
Yeah, and then handoff to Perry Smith to the right. And this time he fights through some tackles down to the 20, and that'll be 5 yards or so. And we'll call it second down and five.
Perry Smith, kind of a new runner here.
Yeah, he's got six carries up to this point. I might need to refresh here. I know it updates itself, but let's just check to be sure. Oh, there it goes.
Don't you hate Perry's?
Seven carries for 19 yards for Perry Smith. Don't you hate Perry? You get an Arthur reference, you know it's a good game.
We usually not 14-14 material.
Dreeves pitches, this time going to the left side. Titans trying to stretch it out, cuts it up, and Lewis tried to stay in bounds. I don't think he was successful. He did get to the 10, so it will be first and goal from there. But good job by Lumen to chase that. Well blocked by Kingsley, but the pursuit just never gave up. Contact nearly had him, and then Clay missed him and eventually just forced out by a couple of other Titans over at the 10-yard line. First and goal for Kingsley, and they continue to march.
And this is going to be the last play of the third quarter.
3 seconds stopped with the out-of-bounds run. Dreves under center now. Straight T. Gives it to Lewis again, and he's going to get just a yard or so. They will mark it down near the 8-yard line. So it'll be second goal from the 8. 3 quarters in the books. One left to play here. Third quarter for Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. 14-14 tie, but Kingsley threatening. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Just 12 minutes left in this Division VI state championship football game, and down in the end, I thought they had it to the 8. This is a spotted on the 9, I'd say, Brian. Second and goal from the 9 for Kingsley.
It was a long walk down to this side of the field. Maybe they forgot.
I wish they had been doing more stuff down on this end of the field. We have much better visual down here. Although now I want the action to be happening at the other end, because that means the Titans are threatening to score.
We haven't had as much action down here.
Oh. 42 carries, 177 yards of offense so far for Kingsley. 177 on the ground. Just one pass, or one completion for 4 yards, or one for 2 yards in the passing game for Kingsley. They came out through a couple times early and haven't gone back to it since. They've really been able to rely on this this running game. They'll tighten it up here. Straight T from the 9. Second and goal. Treves gives it up and hit. Spun down. Maybe a yard on the carry there. And that was Hodges on the carry. So it'll be third and goal from the 8 this time. Good job by the Titans to, again, not just stop him, but spin him down before he can lean forward for an extra yard or two.
We'll give that credit to Johnny Walters, I think, was the first man on the scene.
I like what Jack Campbell does that a lot with the Lions, where he tackles them sideways so they can't lean forward and get extra yards. We'll see what they can get here at third down and 7. They pitch it, slow to develop, cuts inside, spins away, down to the 1, stopped, but we're going to get a holding call as the flag comes out, and that was a big hold because that freed him up for that big gain when he started to slash. Great job by Clay to keep him from getting into the end zone on that play, but it was erroneous because they'll mark off 10 yards and run this third down again from further away.
You know, we might actually get to see. We talked about the field goal kicking we saw in warm-ups.
Yeah. Got a 14-14 tie, and that hold moves it back to the 18-yard line. Third and goal from there. Boy, I'd love to see a high-pressure field goal attempt in a game like this. 14-14 tie. Kingsley now comes out. They do that little offset T. I just think that you think of the T, and then you just move that guy to the wing for a little more leverage. He goes out to throw. They come back across, and Cash Cooper nearly with the sack. The pass is incomplete, looking to go rolling to his right and then pass back to the left side of the field. It's incomplete, and that'll bring up 4th and 18 here. And we make it that field goal attempt after all.
Yeah, we had a drop, and I wish for Lumen's sake he had hung on to that. That was going to be a catch for a loss. But we're going to get a 35-yard attempt here. Maybe 34 officially.
Titans ready to unleash. And that does not get above the line's head. It's knocked down, recovered, and he's taken down at the 25-yard line. Titan football there. And that just never...
I'm not sure who we give credit for that block. It might have hit their own center.
It just never got up. And, Brian, I've tried to kick a field goal uncovered off a tee. As easy as I can make it, and it's hard to get that kick to go up in the air, let alone from 35 yards out, and you got guys trying to block you. You got to snap, you got to hold, you got to kick. So it's tough as it can be. So that's why we're impressed when we see people making those kind of kicks, in this case, just good news for the Titans, first and 10. And they go into the middle of the line. I feel like that's the first Wilicki carry we've seen since early in the game.
And I'd like to see a little more steady dose of him.
He's out to the 35 yards on first down, second and 5.
I almost wonder about his health, if he got dinged up or something, because we just haven't seen him get the ball very often after that 64-yard touchdown run early.
As Wes Learns still on the bench there with a towel on his head, so I don't expect we'll see him coming in. Titans going deep in the bench here to pull off this championship. They go out to Fitzpatrick, left side, jukes his guy, out to the 40, down to the 49-yard line. We saw that be effective with Learned, actually, in that game against Almont. You give that cushion to that receiver, the Titans will exploit that. And he goes with the quick pass to the receiver. Fitzpatrick jukes the guy, gets himself near midfield. First and 10 Titans from their own 49-yard line.
And you're right, Steve. That would have been Learned out there. Ooh, they like to take advantage of the size mismatch. But that time, Fitzpatrick showing a little juke move that maybe Learned doesn't have necessarily in the bag.
All right, we're down to 9:45. Titans ball looking to drive. Tied at 14. I formation. Deep back is Wilicki. Fitzpatrick in motion. They go to Wilicki, left side. Off tackle. Through the line and down to the 45 in Kingsley territory. And that'll be second down and about 4 here for Lumen Christi.
That's kind of what I've been calling for up here. And this is the first kind of drive that you felt like Lumen Christi has something happening right now. I mean, and even halfway through the first quarter is when things kind of stalled out for them.
We tick down to 9 minutes here. Second down and 4 from the 45-yard line in Stag territory. Single back, Burgess. Now contact gets in there as a fullback. Burgess handoff left side. Cuts back in to the 40. He's going to get twisted down at the 40-yard line, but that's going to move the chains. First and 10 Titans. We sometimes get so excited we get a couple of big runs, you know, a 60-yarder for a touchdown or whatever, and then you start looking for that, and Lumen Christi doesn't need it. At 4 or 5 yards at a time, they'll march this all the way down.
Yeah, they take that for sure right now as we're down to 8:37 and ticking.
Clock running in our fourth quarter, brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Stay tuned after the game for our Jim Winter Auto Group player of the game, I formation. Sattler in the backfield, and he takes the handoff left side over the line and down to the 35. Paul Sattler not getting a lot of work today, and he's even going to get somebody to help him up, but a nice gain there. And if that's all that happens, boy, he came in and gave him a good gain when they really needed something.
Yeah.
And it'll be second down and 6 yards for the Titans.
Yeah, that's kind of a little Willis Reed moment coming in off the bench.
They came out with him early, and I said maybe he's a decoy a little bit. And then now if he hasn't been in there, they bring him in and they think the opposite. Decoy, they won't give it to him. They do give it to Wilicki here, and as requested, we've got a much more of him on this possession, and Titans take it down to the 30-yard line. It'll be third down and 1 from there.
You didn't realize I have direct lines to the whole Brogan family, where I say, hey, let's get Wilicki the ball a little bit more this drive.
You don't need a phone at all. You got radar love. Third down and 1 from the 30. Line to gains the 29. Marching their way down toward the red zone here. 14-14 tie, 7:05. They go to Wilicki again. First down, still on his feet, down to the 25, inside to the 23-yard line. And Wilicki continues to go.
Yeah, we're getting yardage and clock is ticking. Now under 7 minutes.
And it couldn't go much better for you if you're the Titans than to eat a couple more minutes off the clock, get a touchdown lead here. We saw that kind of play out a little bit against Almont. A couple times they got down into this zone and Almont was able to bow up and lock them down. But the Titans right now feeling like this offense has the most rhythm it's had since early in the game. Three receivers to the right side for Gaston. Wilicki is in the backfield. Johnny Walters in motion. He goes out in the flat, wide open to the 10, makes a move inside. Touchdown! Call it! Touchdown, Lumen! Great play call. Walters in motion out of the backfield. Gaston hits him in stride, and he beats everybody to the end zone. Just kind of sliced back inside against that tackler. Dove at the end of the play. Touchdown, Walters. And Lumen Christie leads. That touchdown for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Look at that replay on the big screen, and he definitely crossed the plane in that Honolulu blue end zone. Titans lead it again, 20-14, and we'll see if Wetzel can finish things off.
How about that little move by Walters at about the 7? He had one man to beat. He planted that foot, brought it back inside, crossing the line. Walters.
Extra point attempt. Hold is down. That's through.
It's a big one.
Titans lead it 21-14, 6:17 to play in the game. We're back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM. Game.
At the Brokerage House, we're truly thankful for the trust you've placed in us to guide you home. From first-time homebuyers to forever homes, lakefront escapes to country estates, it's our honor to serve this beautiful community we call home. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your story, your milestones, and your memories. During this season of gratitude, with heartfelt appreciation, we wish you much joy and peace. And as always, we're here to make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House. 517-788-8733.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, fourth quarter, 6:17 to play. Titans take the lead, 21-14. Sean Walicki now with 8 carries, 100 yards even, but the big play there, touchdown pass to Walters from Gaston, who, again, he's 7 of 12. That's probably doesn't show how accurate he's really been. And that play call just was perfectly timed. Got Walters wide open there in the flat, and he didn't make a mistake on that, taking that to the house. 25 yards. Wetzel's kick rolls down to the 18 and mishandled a little bit, picked up and now taken off, and they're going to squeeze him down at the 26-yard line. A lot of field to cover here from Kingsley with 6:10 to play if they want to continue to have a chance to win the Division VI state championship.
Steve, last couple of years we've been saying this about Timmy Crowley as the Lumen quarterback, that we think he was way more than a game manager, but he just did what he had, he was asked. And Gaston's been that same way this year. You know, he does what he's asked. They like to keep it on the ground. So you don't realize the talent that these guys have, but they're both kids where, you know, you put them in a different system where they get to throw it a little bit more, they could be stars.
Yeah.
I say that about Crowley in the past and now Gaston.
Just a junior, Benny Gaston, having a great game. Oh, they get a big gain out here. Kingsley on first down, just well blocked to the right spot, out to the 45. Stopped out there by Marion Clay. But a huge gash run play there on first down for Kingsley. First and 10 now from the 45. And that was Hodges. Yeah. On that carry out to the 45.
Well, Kingsley has moved the ball pretty well this last half, even though they have nothing to show for it.
And they give it to Perry Smith. It looks like into the middle of the line. He'll get 2 to the 47, second down and 8. Oh, and that was, I think it was Lewis, actually. Gavin Lewis, the lead back here, 19 carries at 88 yards. Averaging about 4.6 is respectable. Walicki averaging 12.5. But 88 yards, a workmanlike 88 yards, and you'd expect that from a straight T team playing against a good defense. And a couple fakes, and they'll keep it with the quarterback past the 50 to the 49 on the other side of the field. And a nice call there to keep it for Dreeves, but he is brought down, and we'll have a third down at about 4 for the Stags from the Lumen Christie 49.
And Nolan Huff was out there all by himself. If he doesn't bring him down, he's going to run a little way. Huff did a great textbook tackle, especially you see that on the replay. Broke him down, wrapped him up. Instructional video tackle.
Straight T again. And now looking to throw under pressure. Pump fakes Fitzpatrick off his feet. Double coverage. Interception! Walters with the pick. Titan football at the 25-yard line. Making that throw out there with double coverage. Walters, out athletic to the receiver on that play, went up and made a great catch. We know he's got hands. We see him on offense, using it on defense too, and the Titans with a chance to finish this up with 4:24 to play.
I wish Ed McMahon was your partner and not me. You'd be here, and here's Johnny.
You predicted a Johnny-led game. Yeah. Walters has come out here in the last couple minutes and said, I know you guys like Lickey, but how about some consideration for me for that Jim Winter Auto Group player of the game?
And he is in consideration.
I have formation here. Lickey is the back. Contact up in the fullback spot. Split out right, Jack Fitzpatrick. I don't think we'll see anything going over there. We'll get a timeout now from the Titans. With 4:24 to play, we'll take 30 seconds. 21-14 Lumen, and they have the football on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 21-14 Lumen Christi lead, looking for their fourth straight state championship. Moving divisions, changing divisions, but here in Division 6, and Kingsley has been tough all day. Again, you know, we got through the early part of the postseason, Lumen not really challenged. We had some running clocks. Almont took it to three overtimes. Kingsley's not done here yet. With 4:24 to go, they've got three timeouts. Their defense has proven that they can get stops, and this is an opportunity for them to say, hey, we can still make plays here against this Titan team. They go to Burgess out of the backfield, and he tries to jump over the pile and is stopped right at the 25. No gain on first down for the Titans, second and 10.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong, Steve, but doesn't this game just feel like it's going to maybe come down to the Lumen Christi defense having to make a stop here? Maybe the offense can get a couple first downs, but with all three timeouts, as you mentioned, Kingsley, you know, Lumen's going to have to get a couple first downs here.
Yeah, it's been a great second half brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. I had to make sure I say the right Lamar first name. Single back is Walicki. Two receivers for Gaston. And he is going to make a quick throw. And caught by Fitzpatrick. Gets past the defender. He tucked it. He tried to go inside cut against the next defender. If he tries to break that outside, he has a chance to foot race him. What it does do is move the chains. And what it does do is keep the clock running. And we'll have to get a timeout from Kingsley, I think. So they start using their timeouts here. That's one. And you make them use it on first down. So even if they use it a couple times, yeah, a lot of clock that can still get eaten up here by the Titans on offense. Keep it here while they take the timeout. Thanks to all of our sponsors, Minuteman, Sewer, and Drain, have been on board since game one. Our presenting sponsor all season. I know they support Lumen Christi Athletics, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, The Brokerage House, Blue Ox Credit Union.
Blue Ox.
I was hoping you'd give us a little chorus of the... They keep their membership up where they belong. Phelps Towing, 764-1921. Look, I hope you don't have a slide-off or something. We got some snow coming, though. Keep that number handy. If anything bad goes wrong, it might not be your fault. That's the scariest thing about those tough road conditions is you can do everything right and still have somebody slide into you. All I'm saying is 764-1921 Phelps Towing can be there to get you out of that jam. Make you feel a little better. Form Energy Drink. I found another Form location, so I've been getting to that Meijer. I found a Kelly Express Mart there on the corner of Michigan and Robinson. Form Energy Drink, four great flavors. I just tried the the orange one, and it was awesome. Wilicki takes the carry on first down from the 42. He'll get to, or 38. He'll get to the 40, and that's all we need to know. And that'll get another timeout to stop the clock for Kingsley. And it'll be second and 7.
Steve, I'm a little surprised Kingsley called a timeout after the Lumen first down. I think if I was them, I'd have waited one play to see just in case, you know, if Lumen picks up 8 or 9 yards, you kind of wasted it. And right now, boy, if Lumen could pick up a first down, this is going to be Kingsley's last timeout.
Kingsley definitely needs a big defensive play here. I thought it was pretty, I don't think Kingsley was expecting to see Lumen throw at this point in the game. So that was a surprising play. But again, that shows the trust they have for Gaston and Fitzpatrick's hands over there. Those guys connected.
And how about the game Fitzpatrick has quietly had, too? You know, might not be high volume, but big plays by him. A couple good tackles by him as well.
Yeah, he's another one of those guys that we just keep saying. This is across the board as complete a Lumen team as we've seen, where everybody's contributing. And you can't take something away because they'll just go to somebody else, you know? Shift here to the strong side left. Deep backs Wilicki, they give it to him. No, Gaston keeps. What a fake. Roll out Gaston with a first down. Stand in bounds to Benny Gaston inside the 40 into Stag territory. And that's just about going to ice things. Everybody looking for it to go to Wilicki, me included. Gaston with a great ball fake and a great, great little bootleg. And broke that tackle strong there. And again, smart at the end of the play to stay in bounds and keep the clock running.
Yeah, it sure was.
We'll be well below 3 minutes here by the time the Titans take another snap. First and 10 from the Stags 39-yard line.
And that's why I was surprised to see Kingsley call that first timeout, because now they're behind the eight ball.
This time they do go to Wilicki, and he's able to stay up past the 35. Almost the 34 here. Good spot. And second down and 5 for Lumen Christie.
And how about that Lumen Christie ingenuity of with the little handoff fake and let Gaston keep one? Because like you said, nobody, me included, you included, I don't think anyone in the building thought that was going to go to any place but Wilicki.
Yeah, because late in the game like this, you're expecting bread and butter. You're expecting nothing tricky. Just don't turn it over. Just don't make a mistake. And instead, they go out and make great plays. Titans hand it off again. And Wilicki breaks it. He's into the open. And he's going to walk that into the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen Christie. 34-yard touchdown run for Sean Wilicki. And the Titans will make this a two-score game with 2:04 to play. No timeouts for one timeout for Kingsley. They never ended up getting to call that other one.
Is that Sean Wilicki's way of saying, Captain Steve, don't you dare think about Johnny Walters as that player of the game?
Boy, we might.
We're still going to consider it, though.
It might have to be co-players in the game at this point. And, gosh, I got to throw a little extra something to Benny Gaston's way, too, for what he's done throwing and running that football. The extra point is good. Touchdown for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. 28-14, Lumen Christie. Two-score lead, and we've got 2:04 to play back in 30 seconds, and we'll kick it off one more time on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and with 2:04 to play, the Titans have taken a 28-14 advantage in this game. It's been a 14 at a time. Lumens opened up 14-0 lead. Kingsley scored 14 to answer. Now Titans with two scores unanswered. And a kickoff that's going to squib down to the 31. Picked up there, and Kingsley on the return. Just to the 40 and brought down. And see who picked that up was number 17, Brody Ferris, for the Kingsley Stags. Ferris will hustle off the field, and we'll see what Kingsley's got here in the final 2:04.
Boy, if you happen to be the person that needed to do some Black Friday shopping and you just wanted to hear the beginning of the game, and then you went shopping and
play.
You got back in. Sorry.
Yeah,
that was quick.
They did it to fool you. Titans got it. So they, for anybody who, well, Brian was.
I had a Black Friday story.
They didn't look like they were lining up, and I was just kind of watching. So they went to set the football down at the 50, at the 40 where it was. And one guy was over there, and the whole rest of the team was lining up on the other side of the field. And as he set it down and placed it, that guy just took that and pitched it over where they were set up on the other side of the field. Turned it into a good gain. He was going to get 20-plus, fumbled at the end of the play. Titans have it back, and now this game is over.
And that makes my Black Friday story seem less important. That is funny because I'm thinking I had time to tell that right. As they were kind of moseying up to the line.
Titan football and, victory formation.
Yeah, Kingsley has one timeout. That's it.
Gaston Neals. Kingsley, I think, just going to let it go.
Yeah, I think they realize now why. You know, they can call one. It's just going to delay the inevitable. The inevitable is another Lumen Christi Titan state championship.
28-14. We had a third quarter where we thought we'd be down to the wire here. Titans able to make a couple big plays. Huge reception by Johnny Walters and an interception. And then Sean Walicki kind of icing things on the last play, taking it to the end zone. Benny Gaston now kneeling down on this football to wrap things up. And the Titans stand alone at the top of a lot of state of Michigan record books. Most state championships. And a tie for the most trips to the finals. Herb Brogan, second all-time on the win list for coaches. All the things we mentioned before the game.
Now Coach Brogan not only able to enjoy this with his sons on the coaching staff, but with grandsons that are playing.
They get a couple of seniors into the game. Last chance to go and play here at Ford Field. And Gaston Neals, and that should do it. Titans win it. 28-14, Lumen Christi, our Division VI state champions. Lumen Christi, and this is their fourth time in a row coming here, and our fourth time too. And I tell you what, Brian, it's special every time. And you know, you start to think, well, for the program, does it ever get a little stale? Does it ever get a little bit not even close. I've never felt that from anybody in the community when they talk about these games. I've never felt that from anyone on the staff or elsewhere. It's always special every time. And they at the school and the program don't take it for granted. I know that. And I don't think we should either. It's pretty great to get to come here.
If anybody feels that way, they don't realize how hard it is to do. It just seems like it's easy the way they've been doing it. But trust me, to win any state title in any sport is difficult. To do it this many times, it's almost insane.
Yeah. You almost start to have pressure in the other way to say, what if we don't win?
Yeah.
Well, I think this a sigh of relief, perhaps, and a moment that you won't even quite realize how special it is right away if you're part of the Lumen Christi Titans team. But great performances throughout the game today, and they did enough to win. And 28-14, the final. Kingsley, I got to say, those guys look tough all postseason. I was watching them on the other side of the bracket, said, you know, these are the guys, especially that win over Traverse City St. Francis 57-6. You know, if you can manhandle a program like that, then you are special. And they came out here, and after getting shell-shocked a little, I think at the beginning, 14-0, recomposed themselves. They pushed back and tied it up at the half. They came out in that third quarter stalemate. Looked like they were actually getting the momentum and seizing control, and the Titans just made more plays in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's the Titans. The first 6 minutes of the game jumped on them, and then the last 6 minutes of the game dominated. But all that in between, it felt like Kingsley maybe got the better of Lumen Christie, just never showed up on the scoreboard.
And these last two teams, Kingsley and Almont, came out and gave it their all. I'm kind of glad Lumen was here because Kingsley versus Almont would be in a lot too much orange
yeah.
in the Ford Field here. We needed some green and gold, and we got it for the Titans, Division VI state champions once again.
If you really want to see that much orange, I'm guessing Homer and Jonesville play in hoops coming up soon. So
if we really need a lot of orange, we'll have our chance. Well, congratulations to Herb Brogan, to the Lumen Christie staff, to the community who comes out and supports them game after game, to Eileen and the Lumen Christie band who gets to play extra weeks every year.
Hey, they should have the best band in the state as well, just for that extra practice.
Just practice so much. Let's take our last commercial break. We'll come back with our Jim Winter Auto Group Player of the Game and wrap things up from Ford Field. But the Lumen Christie Titans are state champions again, fourth time in a row. Not all in the same division, but I'll tell you what, it doesn't change how special it is no matter who they play. When you come out and you're the best in your division, that's a good feeling for the Titans. We'll be back. When you come out near the...
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Call 1 Hour.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the postgame here, brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group. And I want to say thank you to them for jumping on here in the postseason. If you've recently been in a collision or hit a deer, take your vehicle to the experts at the Jim Winter Auto Group Body Shop. The difference is the people and service. Online at jimwinterauto.com. Thank you to Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Our touchdown sponsor all year, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our presenting sponsor, and everybody else, Kevin Mart, Charles Schwab. Form Energy Drink, Wilby Transit Mix, Farm Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, and what can we say, Brian? Another championship, and it started to get dramatic. I think the Titans just ended up making enough plays to finish this off, and I like to think it's the experience and the preparation that gives them that little edge in these moments.
Yeah, and Steve, you're going to give the player of the game here in a minute, but before you do, you know, there are players that we can mention. Jack Fitzpatrick, Antoine Baker had a couple big hits and stops for the Titan defense. Obviously, Sean Wilicki, Johnny Walters. I also want to highlight a little Paul Sattler. It's tough when you've been kind of the man for the year, and then you get in the tournament, and due to health reasons, you don't get to stay with that same role. But he did come in and got a big first down, even in just, you know, he just wanted to be a gamer and get out there, even though he's dinged up. And you could go down the list, and there's more people than I'm just mentioning. But that was what you call a total team effort out there today.
It really was, and it's been that way all year when we've gone to see Lumen. It's tough to pick a player of the game because they really are just so deep and so complimentary to one another that to have an exceptional game that gets you out and makes you stand alone is difficult because you're going to make a play and your teammate's going to make a play. And I can't recall what game it was, but we had a special game at one point this year where we had, I think, six or seven different Titan players who had touchdowns in that game. And to me, that was what this team is. Just complete. That you can't stop anything because somebody else fills in. So you try to just match them, and they make more plays than you. And they came up in the clutch big time here. Of course, they at risk a week ago or last Saturday against Almont and just had the wherewithal stick it out and get two goal line stands, and you don't get to come out here and have this experience without making those big plays and those big moments. And it's been a special year for the Titans, no doubt. The toughest schedule I've ever seen anyone play. I mean, they're going to leave here, and a couple of the teams that they played this year are going to have trophies of their own. You know, they just played a gauntlet this year and came out stronger and better for it.
Yeah, and Steve, you talk about big plays. There are some other plays that, you know, maybe the average fan might not realize is a big play, but I'll tell you another one that sticks out. Benny Gaston as the punter.
Yeah.
You know, here Wes Learn goes down, who's a really good punter, and Benny Gaston's standing in his own end zone, and he boots one and gives him the ball out to the 50. You know, that's one where you're not used to punting. You can shank that or something and give him the ball at the 20 instead. That's just like one of those big little plays.
Yeah. Both of his punts ended up being fairly good being a gamer in the moment. And, you know, that goes back to earlier in the year. You know, you have Learned out for parts of games and other stuff, and so it's not the first time Gaston has punted in a game situation. And the Titans, again, that's that preparation that throughout the year they're focused on getting here, and you can't know those things unless you're here 19 times and you kind of see what to expect, and you know in week two things that you can do that are going to affect a day like today. I want to shout out, how about Antoine Baker, Noah Lampman, Luke Knoll, Weston Vanderstout, and Luke Anderson, the offensive line for the Titans all year. And those other guys that come in and out, Cooper Clevenger, Matt Dubois, Riker Fripp, Colin Fuller, Alvin Fuller, all guys that are on here, and that's too deep. I wanted to say, especially the center, Luke Knoll, I don't recall a time that we did a lot of Titans games this year, and I can forget, but I don't remember any difficulties with the exchange between the center and the quarterback. You know, like those things that the Titans could take for granted, that they're not going to make mistakes doing that. Again, just makes it easier on the coach, makes it easier on the rest of the players that's not something they have to worry about. They can focus on their own job and just makes it easier.
You're right. Those big little plays that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, how many times do we see games where we talk about teams struggling with this, that center to quarterback snap when they're in shotgun? But, boy, with Lumen, you don't see it. And, you know, I don't know if we have a number for this, too, but How about penalties for Lumen today? Do you remember one?
Yeah.
I mean, there might have been one or two.
We got two penalties for 10 yards.
Yeah, there you go. And they didn't come ever at a time where, no. Yeah, it was Lumen Christie football was on full display today.
No doubt about it. Well, Benny Gaston goes 8 of 13, passing for 111 yards and a touchdown. He did have the one fumble. Felt like that could have been huge, and at the time it was. In the end, it's not. It didn't cost him too much to keep them from winning, so we'll pretend it didn't happen almost. Meanwhile, Sean Wilicki, 11 carries, 142 yards, and two touchdowns, 12.9 yards per carry, and was instrumental in closing things out late in the fourth quarter. Aiden Gatewood, 5 carries, 30 yards, and he had a touchdown. Benny Gaston, 2 carries for 21 yards, including one first down on that fourth quarter possession. Amarion Clay, 2 carries, 15 yards. Broden Burgess, 3 carries, 10 yards. And let's see, Paul Sattler, 1 carry, 4 yards. Jake Contat, 1 carry, minus 2. Johnny Walters, 2 for minus 4. Totals, 30 carries, 213 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground for the Titans. And again, 111 through the air for one scorer, and that was Johnny Walters. 3 catches for 30 yards for him. Jack Fitzpatrick, 2 for 32. Wes Learn, 2 catches for 30 yards. And Broden Burgess, 1 catch for 19. And they quietly, really nice passing game, actually, for Lumen. And just a great job all around. Titans 28-14 winners today. And we need to get a Jim Winter Auto Group player of the game. And I think we came to the conclusion that it's going to be shared. It's going to be Johnny Walters and Sean Wilicki. Because they both do, and they throughout the postseason, that was the two names that stuck out to us, making plays on defense. Walters had the interception, making plays on offense, the late touchdown, and both of those two guys were instrumental on both sides of the football. And Sean Wilicki, of course, the big running game. And I don't think they keep individual tackles for us here on the live stats, but I got to imagine Sean Wilicki led both teams in tackles.
Yeah, and how about we almost have to give a special mention to Benny Gaston, too, as well.
Yeah, and I just remember years back, the quarterback at Lumen was so frequently the player of the game all the time because what they were able to do running the football and, you know, Joe Lathers and some of those other guys. But Benny Gaston has felt like a different character, and I'm really anxious at this point now to see his senior year as a quarterback, and maybe we get to see him unleash that pretty solid arm a couple more times. And
he's earned trust.
Yeah,
he has earned trust, I promise you.
I say that was clear. And I this is a Thanksgiving Day story that Jason Garrett told last night about John Madden, to say that they were talking about Derek Jeter, and Madden had said something like, that guy's the guy you pick first and then find out what game you're going to play later. And I'd say Gaston feels like that kind of guy. You pick him, and what are we going to play? I don't know, but give me Benny Gaston, because I know he's going to go out and perform. He's a clutch baseball player, and now we know he's a clutch football player too. So, Brian, any final thoughts here from the state championship?
Well, Steve, I guess we'll just keep coming, and Lumen Christie, you keep winning titles. That's kind of what it feels like every year. I mean, you and I start each football season in the last few years. We're like, well, after one game that we watch, feels like they're going back again.
Right.
I mean, we haven't wavered from that opinion the whole season, even though, you know, they did take a couple losses early in the year. But we just understand what that's about. Let's test ourselves, play the best teams we can, and be the most prepared team we can when we hit the Ford Field doors, and it happened again. So congratulations. Yeah. You know, you talk about the community, too. Everybody treats us so nice all the time when we're up there kind of invading their press box. And so, yeah, it's just feels like a win for a lot of people.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And there will be plenty of celebration around Jackson local businesses today and during the weekend. And so go out and support them. Go to Sullivan's and tell them you listened to the Lumen Christie game on the radio and you thought they did a great job. Or go see a number of other folks around town who support Lumen Christie. If you're call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Tell them you're a Lumen Christie fan, and who knows, maybe you get a coupon or something. I don't know. But, no, it's, yeah, that the community that support for Lumen Christie is great to see. And I'll share this overall, since this will be our last football game of the year. It was a special year, I thought, for me. I was glad we got to do a Hanover-Horton postseason game. They went the deepest they've ever gone in the postseason this year. Michigan Center surprised some people, went out, won some games, and made a deep run. And, Napoleon, again, good again, and has to come out and face this very good Titans team. And, at one point, we just had a bunch of teams still playing. Springport with a great year, so... Football in the Jackson area was tremendous this year. We're glad we get to be a part of it in any way. And now we're just hyped up for the hoop season. We get things started December 9th. Titans will be involved. Michigan Center at Lumen Christie girls basketball. That should be two of the best girls teams in the area, but we got a lot of good girls basketball in the Jackson area, and we'll get a couple of those games on this year. So December 9th, circle down on your calendar for our first basketball broadcast of high school sports. And for now, let's wrap up this football season. I'm going to let Luke Moorhead get home to leftover turkey and probably a little bit of football in his schedule for today, too. And who knows what else is happening. And, of course, big game tomorrow. I'm going to be doing a live broadcast from Buffalo Wild Wings with the crew from Danielle Jacobs, noon to 2. If that's where you want to go watch the big game, I'll tell you, go to Sullivan's. Tons of TVs, great food. Get that prime rib special or... see if they've got a prime rib special. But whatever you do down there, the food's always good, and I appreciate Sullivan's for jumping on here, and Mallory and Hunter and the crew down there took care of us on Wednesday night, Taryn. And go back and have one in Mal's Pub and tell them Captain Steve sent you.
Well, thanks, Steve. I had a great year. Appreciate it, and we're not done yet. You're not rid of me yet. A lot of hoops games coming.
No doubt. Well, so for Luke Moorhead back in the studio, executive producing this game, and for the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next time. Have a great night.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.